The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are certain games that you circle on the schedule at the start of each year, and tonight's one of those nights for head coach Matt Walker and his 13-5 Lady Bulldogs. Over an hour's journey has brought them onto the Cumberland Plateau to Clark Range, Tennessee, the home of the Lady Buffaloes and the TWSAA's all-time winningest coach, Lamar Rogers. The 13-4 Lady Buffs look to pull the season sweep of the Lady Dogs and be left standing alone atop District 6A in a conference rematch between the league's top squads. In boys' action, Rob Edwards' team is on a tear. With momentum from 8 straight wins and a stellar 15-2 record, they look to dehorn Shane Monday and the 3-12 Buffaloes. It's Tuesday night, and this evening's District 6A showcase shines the bright lights on Clark Range in Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show from Clark Range, Tennessee. It's our sixth broadcast of this basketball season. For the second time this year and the first of three straight times in 7 days, we're here on the road with Clay County. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be here tonight calling action for you. Throughout the evening, I'll be joined by former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. And for now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's creator, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Good to be here alongside you here in the Mecca of girls high school basketball. You know, and I know there's two games on tap here tonight, but tonight's all about this girls' contest for league supremacy between District 6H number one, Clark Ranks, and the Lady Dogs. You know, we've been waiting for this one for a long time.
Certainly have. And Clay County has. They've extended themselves beyond Pinckney County this year. Already beat them. And now it's time to get revenge. Suffered an embarrassing defeat to Clark Range back in December. Time to take care of business.
It is. And we wouldn't be looking out across this gym here at all these banners, Daniel. State Final Four, state championships. We know what this program has brought. But we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on the board again. I think I looked up the other day, we're well over 60,000 listens since we started this thing. That's a huge number.
It is. I start smiling right then just because that's crazy. In four years, I know we've covered two sports, but in 4 years for the small community of Clay County to have 60,000 folks tune in to listen to us talk, that's pretty cool.
It is. And we also like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope you'll pick up a copy each week. Up next, as we do in our broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's in this week's paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here in Clark Range on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The paper chronicled three wins for the girls and a pyre for the boys last week. That girl's headline read, Lady Bulldogs win eight straight behind a big week from Katie Arms and Company. And the story talked about how Arms averaged over 20 points and buried nine threes in a trio of Clay County wins last week, heading into tonight's conference showdown here at Clark Range. Her teammates have also played well late with Rachel Kovas and Briley Burchett, both averaging double figures, and Eliza Jenkins and Bella Ashlock are combining to score double digits during that stretch. Were they down Whitwell, Travisdale County, and Monterey in consecutive games? Daniel, this team is playing well at the right time.
They are, and I'm excited about what they're going to do here tonight. Great team ball, great individual efforts, all combining for some good stuff.
And the Dogs are also on the rise, Daniel. Their headline read, AP number two ranked Dogs continue their conference march. And it talked about how they moved up a spot in the rankings and remained unbeaten in league play behind Mr. Basketball candidate Grant Strong, leading the team in all major categories and maintaining his 30-point scoring average. While fellow starters Gunner Silk and Eli Smith continue to be the team's lockdown defenders, Jeff Spivey's finding his stroke and is a shooting threat from distance, and Keaton Arms keeping control of the paint and the boards. Daniel, that combination led to wins over Trousdale and Monterey last week, and they are a force to be reckoned with statewide, not just here in Upper Cumberland.
Exciting stuff. Part of the course for Rob Edwards' squad in recent years, and this team's no exception. Only one senior, so going to carry this on for a while.
No doubt. Folks, get all the details from what we just talked about, pictures and more from those games in this week's newspaper and the follow-up tonight's game in next week's paper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. This past Friday's district action, Clark Range and Jackson County were scheduled to play. I'm not sure if that game took place. Coach, do you know Clark Range and Jackson? I heard that perhaps Clark Range was on a team quarantine. So I don't have a score from that one. I do know that Clay County beat Monterey 74-34. Piggy County beat Trousdale County 76-32. And it was Redbone Springs beating Gordonsville 45-28 all this past Friday. Tonight's action around District 6A. 13-4 Clark Range here hosting 13-5 Clay County. That's the premier game in the district tonight. Also, the Lady Bobcats of Piggott County, 10-6 overall. They have traveled to Gordonsville, who is 2-12. 9-8 Redbone Springs is hosting 1-12 Trousdale County. And 4-15 Monterey hosts 3-10 Jackson County. Current District 6A standings, according to the information I have, the Lady Buffaloes are in first place with an 8-0 district record. Clay County in second place with an 8-1 district mark. That lone district loss coming at the hands of the Lady Buffaloes back in Salina on December the 4th. So tonight is for first place, so to speak. If Clark Range wins, they're the sole possessors of it. If Clay County wins, it's a first place tie in District 6A at the moment. Third place currently, Piggott County, 6-2 overall. Fourth place, Red Bullen at 6-4 in the conference. Jackson County and Gordonsville both tied for fifth with 2-5 district records. Seventh place, Monterey at 2-8, and eighth place, Trousdale County, 0-9 in the girls' district. Girls 6A updates been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the Bug Thugs. We'll go ahead at this time and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show. We got about 2.5 minutes to tip off. We're going to do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, you usually start. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's one of those games the Lady Dogs must rise to the occasion. You know, we've seen them do it already this year with the Piggott County win, which was honestly the spark that kind of lit the fire under these girls and the way they're playing right now. But now's the time to do it again. This is a big stage. And I think with the senior leadership of Katie Arms and Rachel Cobus, this Lady Dog team is ready. What's your take, Coach Sims?
Well, I hope you're right. I feel like we're playing, you know, at such a higher level than we were the first time we played them. I don't think we could play much worse offensively. We only scored, I forgot, but Matt was telling me before the game, we only scored 1 point the first quarter and 5 the first half. So,
wow.
You know, that's...
And didn't do a bad defensive job. It was just 18-5 at the half.
Yeah, it was.
But Clark Range blew it open in the second half.
51-26, but 51's not a, you know, extraordinary number of points to score. You know, we You know, if you're going to beat a good team like Clark Range, you've got to score probably in the 50s anyway. So,
right.
You know, if we can play that good a defense and the way we're playing offensively, I look for a really good game here tonight.
Coach, we talked about it already when we came in here. I know me and you have discussed this particular place before. Extremely hard to come to Clark Range and win. Coach Rogers has been at it for 40 years up here. You've probably coached against him as much as anybody in this place. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's a hard place to play. You know, I mean, it's a small gym compared to most of the gyms today. You know, it's a short gym, and, you know, the dressing rooms are awful. You know, you can't even get all your team together to talk to them, so most people don't even go in at halftime. They just stay on the bench or go down here in the corner. But, you know, that's the way he likes it. You know, I've heard that, you know, they were going to build a new gym, and he didn't want a new gym. You know, he's got an advantage playing in this little hole. So, yeah, it's just a hard place to play.
Time for the national anthem. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bally's Place.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Clark Range, Tennessee. As I was saying, as we went to break there, that was Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bally's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Tuesday night action here in Clark Range, Tennessee. Big girls action picks to take place. We're very excited about it. And it is time for the Subway starting lineups in this District 6A girls regular season game. It features the top two teams in the district. Clark Range, their head coach Lamar Rogers, over 1,000 wins in his to the best of way career. On this season, his team, I believe, sets with a 12-4, 13-4 record, 8-0 in district play. Starting for the Lady Buffaloes, a sophomore, number 22, Maddie Bush. A senior, number 42, Chloe Howard. A senior, number 24, Kaylee Mundy. Senior, number 12, Lexi Pierce. And senior, number 0, Cassie Mundy. That's right, four seniors starting this year for Clark Range. Clay County, their head coach, Mount Walker, in his fifth season overall, he has 97 wins to 50 losses during his tenure. 13-5 this season, 8-1 in district play. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Briley Burkett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. because at Subway, fresh is what we do. They have the lights turned off here in the gym at Clark Range at this moment, announcing the Lady Buffaloes to the small crowd that's assembled tonight. Clark Range a little more restrictive with their attendance policy than the TWSWA calls for. Only two people allowed per player into this smaller venue tonight. So we hope that anybody who could not make the trip is able to listen in on the broadcast tonight. House lights are back on, and it's time for action. Clay County's dressed in their black travel uniforms. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left from our vantage point high top of the visiting bleachers here in the first half. Clark Range dressed in their home white uniforms trimmed with blue. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right during this first half of play.
Very similar to kind of the way it was over at Red Bull Springs, Daniel. Even though it is a small crowd with this small venue, going to seem like a normal atmosphere here tonight.
Certainly will. One of the few things is, I look across the way, nobody in the home reserve seating behind the scores table. That's about the only difference. And Clark Range going to control the trip. It was Coley Howard who tips it out to Cassie Mundy. The Mundy twin sisters, both guards, both four-year starters for Coach Rogers. Bush with it, drives baseline. She kicks over to who? Lexi Pierce. Pierce with it at right wing, hands back off to Mundy. It's Cassie. She drives baseline. Kicked it back out to Bush, who could not cleanly catch it. Now she's in defensive trouble. Good pressure from Jenkins. Howard with it. Now to the other Mundy sister. And it's Kaylee Mundy scoring on a cutting drive to the basket. Just lost her in the mix there.
Yeah, that was a really good pass by Howard, too.
Clay County with the ball. Bella Ashlock out top. Uses a Burchett screen. Drives the right side of the lane. Does not score, but draws a foul from Chloe Howard early. And that's big.
That's good.
Yeah, Daniel, it is picking up a foul in the paint like that early. Just a simple ball screen out top as Burchett come out. And good job by Ashlock getting to the rim.
Ashlock hits that first one. 2-1 the score. 7:19 in this first quarter clock. Ashlock hits the second one, and we're knotted up at two. Bella's done a nice job from the line so far this year. 77% free throw shooter. Clark Range with it. Pierce, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Mundy. Mundy dishes outside to her sister, Cassie, with it. She drives, scores, right-handed layup. 4-2 the score, 1 minute into this first quarter. Clay County with the ball. It's Ashlock again out top, going to work against Howard. Drives the left side of the lane this time, gets to the hoop, loses the handle on the ball. Good defense by the Lady Buffs. Cassie Mundy with it, crosses the timeline. She wants to go all the way to the hoop, ends up kicking it out. Bush now with it, penetrating. 8-foot jumper, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Burgess. Bradley comes under a lot of pressure. Ball's taken away from her. Kaylee Mundy, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Katie across the timeline into the paint, works to the right, lost the handle, goes to the left, and misses the shot. The second foul called against the Lady Buffs, though, and it's going to be Lexi Pierce picking up her first personal. Katie going to the line to shoot two.
Coach Sims, Coach Walker trying to pull Howard out of the paint, kind of isolating her on our end on offense.
Yeah, that's probably a good move, especially since we got people that can drive the ball to the basket. You know, of course, we've got two fouls here in the first minute and a half, so that's good.
Katie missed the first free throw, hit the second. And Clay County trails by one, 4-3 here early in this one, 6:20 mark of this first quarter. Clark Range with the ball. Chloe Howard, three-point attempt, left corner, no good. Rebounded, though, by Cassie Mundy. We're going to have to get on those defensive boards and limit opportunities.
They missed. We got to get the board. That's two they've already got.
Cassie Mundy with it, resetting offense. Dishes off to sister Kaylee. Now Kaylee Mundy drives, kicks it outside to Howard. She fires another three, left corner, and hits this one. She's a big, tall post player, but can shoot good outside.
Yeah. He plays her out on the floor quite a bit.
7-3 the score. Clark Range in front. 5:50 mark, first quarter. Rachel Copas into the paint. They're letting the girls play tonight on both ends, it looks like. The shot was no good. Ball rebounded by Burchett. Kicked out in the arms. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Pierce for Clark Range. Pierce back with it in the front court. Gives to Bush. Now Mundy. Now the Cassie Mundy. Her three-pointer's up good. They're hot. Clark Range 2-for-2 on their last two attempts. And at the 5:31 mark of the first quarter, it's Clark Range 10, Clay County 3. Timeout taken.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, 5:31 left in this first and opening quarter. Clark Range 10, Clay County 3.
Yeah, last time out, guys, Clark Range outshot us from behind the arc 8-0. We didn't make a three, they made eight, and it could be big here again tonight.
Yeah.
Copas with it out top for Clay County, kicks to Ashok. Ashok working against Tower, gives it up to Arms. Katie with it at left wing. She's defended by Kaylee Mundy. Hands off to Copas. Copas into the paint, tried to dish off to Ashok. That pass stolen and a foul called against Bella Ashok. Cassie Mundy there with the steal. Ashok drawing Clay County's first foul of the contest. Four seniors in this starting rotation for Coach Rogers. Very experienced group. Cassie Mundy with it slowly across the half-court mark. Passes ahead to Bush. Bush inside to Howard. And a foul call on the floor, I assume, against Bradley Burchett. I guess it just went out of bounds. Ball inbounded for Clark Range. Kaylee Mundy out top. Passes over to Cassie Mundy. Mundy drives. Shots up. No good. Good defense by Katie Arms. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett works ahead to Copas. Copas drives baseline. Kicks out to Arms at left wing. Katie under pressure. Circles around. Passes down low. And score. It's Bradley Burchett. Good assist from Arms to Burchett. 10-5 the score. 4:30 mark, first quarter. Early in this one. Big ball game here between these District 6A top teams. Kaylee Mundy, long three-pointer, no good off the front of the iron. Rebound Bella Ashok. Ashok to Copas. Copas with numbers. Here she comes, left side of the lane. Passes across the Arms. Ball kicked out of bounds by Kaylee Mundy. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own hoop.
I think we're just seeing straight-up man defense on both ends, aren't we, Coach?
Yeah.
Burchett with it, working against Pierce in the paint. Her shot up no good, rebounded by Clark Range.
Should have went.
That's a matchup that Burchett can take advantage of against
Pierce, I think. I think we get the ball under, she'll score most of those.
Halfway through this first quarter, Clay County 5, Clark Range 10. Just under 4 minutes to play now. Kaylee Mundy with it, fires a three from right wing, and it's good. That's three triples for the Lady Buffs early in this one. 13-5 now the score. Clay County shot very well from behind the arc themselves these last couple of ball games. Going to have to see a continuation of that tonight. So far, only one attempt. Burchett to the hoop, foul called against Chloe Howard. That's her second.
Yeah, that's good.
Coach Rogers, it looks like, has about 10 girls on the squad, not a real deep bench.
11, I believe. I think he's got 5-1 picks to check in.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, he hasn't got a real enormous number of players.
Kenzie Powell, another senior checking in. She's the daughter of former Buffalo head boys coach Rodney Powell, who left this year. He's at York Institute. I believe is an assistant coach this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Burchett hit the first free throw, missed the second, making it 13-6. 7-point game right now. Abby Head has checked in for Clay County, and Eliza Jenkins has went to the bench. Bush with it, right wing. She hands off to Cassie Mundy. Cassie working against Bella Ashlock. Ashlock much longer than Mundy. We'll have to see if she can keep with her as far as quickness of foot goes.
Yeah, you would think that'd be a mismatch in Clark Range's favor, but Ashlock doing a good job so far and has the length to defend the three most of the time. Mundy puts it in.
Cassie Mundy knocking it down. Yeah, and
she can't go behind that screen. I mean, she's got to step up, go on the upside of it.
Clay County with the basketball. Abby Head, right wing, gives off to Ashlock at the top of the key. Bell at the free throw line, kicks back out to Rachel. Copas now, right corner to Head. Now Ashlock out top, working against Bush. She drives, turnaround jumper is no good, rebounded by Ashlock. Now Katie Arms, three-point attempt, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Copas. Clay County's starting to come to life a little bit. Copas with it, tried to go inside to Burchett. That pass deflected and stolen by Clark Range. 16-6 the score. Lady Buffs up by 10. And it's Monday, firing another three, and it's also good. That one, Kaylee Mundy hitting that one. 4 3-pointers in this opening frame for Clark Range, and another 5 make it Thomas says. 2:11 mark of the first quarter. Timeout taken. Clark Range 19, Clay County 6.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here coming out of this timeout, 2:05 and ticking, Clark Range 19, Clay County 6. Coach Sims, what needs to happen here?
Well, we need to score. We need to stop them. That's
that simple. Just that simple, isn't it? Riley Burgett misses the baseline driver, rebounded by Abby Head. Head kicks to Ashok. She drives and scores.
Well, we score, then we need to stop them. I mean, we're giving them two good looks at threes down here. I mean, keep losing Monday girls in transition.
Pile with it in the paint, working against Burgett. Burgett going to be called for the foul. Her first personal in the contest. Clay County's second team foul of this first half. Clark Range has 3. 19-8 the score. Clay County trying to hang in here with the Lady Buffaloes. Monday, the inbound from beneath her own goal. Works into her sister, Kaylee. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Bella with it. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Copas in the backcourt. Rachel working against Kaylee Monday. Beats her across the timeline. Now gives off to Katie Arms. Katie scoreless so far in this one. No, she hit a free throw. I'm sorry. Head with it. Now Copas. Now Ashlock in the paint. Oh, missed the shot. Got her on the rebound. Putback's good. Bella Ashlock with 8 points, I think, in this one.
Six
points. Of Clay County's 10. 19-10 the score. Back to single-digit difference there. 1 minute left in this first quarter. And Clay County reportedly had 5 points at halftime when the teams met on December 4th. His pile drives and scores, making it 21-10.
Yeah,
so already we've doubled that.
Yeah, we're 18-5 at halftime at our place. Something like that. They've already scored 3 more than that in the quarter.
21-10. 45 seconds left. First quarter action. Abby Head has it knocked out of her hands. By Powell, Mackenzie Powell creating the turnover. It goes out of bounds off of Head, and the Lady Buffaloes take back over. 41.6 seconds left. Folks, if you're listening to our broadcast, we appreciate it. I would like to tell you, though, that on 103.9 WDEB's Facebook page, you can watch video. Now, don't turn us off if you go there. Keep listening to us, but you can also watch from 103.9 WDEB's Facebook page. They have a video feed of the contest. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Clark Range with the basketball and the lead by 11 points, 21-10. Gracie Bush with it. Actually, that's not Gracie. She's graduated. That's Maddie Bush. Powell with it now, right corner. Drives across, hands off to Kaylee Mundy. Mundy defended there by Zoe Hayes. 10 seconds left in the quarter.
You see Rachel Copas now denying the ball to Cassie Mundy, who's made 3 threes in this first quarter. Let's see if
Bush
can get it down.
Bush, jumper, right elbow, no good. First quarter ends. Clark Range 21, Clay County 10.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live for the start of this second quarter.
Winter could get mighty cold.
Lake County with the basketball. Commercials playing. Now it's all 21-10 the score. Clay County trying to climb back in. They trail by 11. Ashlock to the hoop and scores. Bella Ashlock really playing some big ball tonight. 8 points in the contest so far for Bella Ashlock. Clay County only has 12 on the scoreboard. A lot of the stuff has been designed for Bella. Some of it's just been good play on her part. And a steal by Ashlock. Here Bella comes with it. Taken back from her by Cassie Mundy. And Mundy scores. Actually, it was Kaylee Mundy. After the steal, Ashlock checking around other players on the floor to pass off to, and Mundy picked her pocket. 23-12 the score. Clay County trails by 11. Ashlock with it. Pulls up his right elbow. Kicks out to Hayes. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Lady Buff, and a foul going to be called against Hallie Buford. One good thing about it is the depth that Clay County has. We can play physically aggressive on defense and get up in their grill a little bit.
Yeah, just three team fouls for both squads so far, too. Like you said, they're letting them play, too, Daniel.
Well,
Clark Range, another easy bucket. I was marking down the Hallie Buford foul and missed the play, but it was Chloe Howard scoring from left block. 6:45 mark, second quarter, 25-12 the score. Burchett in the paint, kicks out the Copa. She drives baseline on the right side, shot up, no good, rebound Howard. Howard now hands off to Cassie Mundy. Ashlock there picking her up in the backcourt. Mundy gets past her, now picked up by Copas. Cassie kicks off to Pierce. Pierce circles back out to the top of the key, gives it to Kaylee Mundy. Kaylee being defended by Katie Arms. Arms with the steal. Great defense by Katie. Fought her way through a screen and picked the pocket of Kaylee Mundy. Arms wanting to go to the hoop. Shots up. Good. Katie Arms trying to wheel the Bulldogs back in. What do you think of that play?
That's a nice penetrating lay-in.
25-14 the score. Clay County has not trailed by more than 11, I don't think. I guess they just did. They were trailing by 13 before Arms made that bucket. A long three-pointer taken and missed by Kaylee Mundy, rebounded by Howard, and she steps out of bounds. Clay County with an opportunity to cut into this lead. Eliza Jenkins checks in. Bella Ashlock checks out. 5:53 mark of this second quarter on the floor for Clay County. Copas, Jenkins, Buford, Burchett, and Arms. Hallie Buford with it out top, working against Mackenzie Pyle. Using a Burchett screen to go to the left side of the lane, all the way to the block, kicks it back to Burchett. She spins, shot up, blocked by Howard, loose ball, picked up by Burchett. Burchett trying to get it out to Buford. She does. Hallie drives to the left block, loses the handle on it, and it's picked up by Chloe Howard. They are letting them play. I saw about three different things that would have been called fouls at other times this year, but I like this style of officiating. Let them settle it on the floor amongst themselves. 5:15 mark, second quarter. Clark Range up by 11, 25-14. Howard with it. Gives off to Cassie Mundy. Mundy driving to the hoop. They're going to call a foul on Riley Burchett, and I do not like the call.
Well, you just want to see consistency on both ends, Daniel. Again, letting them play physical. Good play there by Burchett, getting both hands on the ball and blocking the attempt.
Second personal foul for Burchett. First free throws up and missed. By Cassie Mundy, obviously I do not have Clark Range's season totals, but I would wager that she seldom misses from that mark.
In our place last year, I don't know which one it was.
May have been Cassie. She missed both of
them. I agree with you. I'd say they shoot a good percentage.
Unfortunately, the missed shot was rebounded by her sister, Kaylee, now out the bush. Her three-pointer no good, and a foul over the top by Pierce that was not called, and Clark Range maintains possession. Kaylee Mundy with it, driving baseline, cut off a Copas, gives back to Bush, who's defended by Jenkins. Jenkins got a hand on the ball, but the Lady Buffs stay in possession. Still an 11-point game, 4:45 mark, second quarter, Clark Range 25, Clay County 14. Cassie Mundy with it. Howard trying to set a screen, create space. She fires the three, no good off the front of the iron, and another rebound by Clark Range. They have a ton of offensive rebounds early in this contest. Multiple opportunities each time down the floor to score.
Yeah, second chance opportunity is killing Clay County right now as Howard gets it dump over the top.
Izzy Hale getting beat down there by Chloe Howard, and another timeout taken, the third timeout of the contest, I believe, called by Clay County. 4:17 mark. Clark Range 27, Clay County 14.
Around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's over.
Well, we've seen a little bit of different intensity on defensively. No three-point attempts so far made by Clark Range in this second quarter, Daniel, after they sunk five in the first.
Hale with it, had it picked, taken away from her by Kaylee Mundy. Mundy works to her sister, Cassie. And the veteran point guard comes across the timeline. Clark Range, the only team to have beaten Clay County within district play this year. That one back on December the 4th in Salina. Lady Buffs with it. Pierce, three-point attempt, right corner. It's good. That's the fourth Lady Buffalo to hit a three-pointer in this first half. Clark Range with good offense so far, and a foul called on the floor against Kaylee Mundy. Not a shooting foul. Katie Arms had fired a three-pointer, but the foul happened on the floor prior to the shot. Copas, three-point attempt. Top of the key on the inbound, no good. Rebounded by Pierce. And Clark Range is killing us on the boards. 3:10 left in this second quarter. 30-14 to score. Clark Range with a 16-point lead, their biggest of the night. Inside pass to Howard. She scores in the paint. 18 points the difference. 32-14. Topas out top. Working it against Cassie Mundy. Into the paint now. Spins. 8-foot jumper. No good. Looks like contact affected her shot. No whistles blow, though. Ball goes out of bounds. They do say it's touch slash by Clark Range. Clay County getting inbound.
We got a couple of those calls early, but we haven't been getting them the last this quarter anyway.
On the floor for Clay County, Copas, Jenkins, Ashlock, Buford, and Arms. Copas having trouble working it in. Finally gets it into Katie Arms. Katie with it. Top of the key. Dribbles the left side of the lane. Has it knocked out of her hands and stolen by Mundy, taken back by Buford, though. Jenkins now with it. Works back to Katie Arms in left corner. She's working against Kaylee Mundy. Gets the left block, kicks back out to Jenkins. Jenkins cross-court to Copas. Clay County just getting hammered down the aisle of offensive end by Clark Range. Copas into the paint. Shot's no good, but she does draw a foul. Cassie Mundy going to be called for that foul. Copas going to go to the line to shoot two. 51-26, that final score. In the prior meeting, currently 32-14, Clark Range in front here. Copas misses that first free throw. And we need all those we can get tonight.
Yeah, we really.
Rachel, a 73% shooter on the year from the free throw line, and she hits her second. Clay County has lost two straight in the series, 2 o'clock range. Beat them in the regular season last year at home. In the last 20 meetings between the teams, Clay County's won 3, Clark Range has won 17.
And you talked about it, Coach, needing to score 50 points or better. We're not on pace for that here tonight. They've only been south of 50 once all year, and that was a loss to Clark Range.
Unfortunately, well, they're on pace to get a lot more than that tonight. They're on pace to get about 65 or 70.
1:50 left, second quarter. Cassie Mundy drives, working against Copas, kicks out the pile. Now she kicks it back out of the Bush. Clark Range just resetting it. Bush going to drive, circle around, hand off to Haworth. Foul call against Eliza Jenkins. Fifth team foul for Clay County here in this first half. Clark Range 32, Clay County 15. The Lady Bluffs have just continued to crawl away from Clay County during this first two quarters.
They have, and it's been all about the outside shooting, Daniel. 6 first half three-pointers by the Lady Buffaloes as Coach Rogers continues to kind of let the air out of the ball right here towards the end of this half.
Each Lady Buffalo that gets it will drive and penetrate. When she's cut off, she'll kick it back out to a teammate, and they'll restart the process. Minute 15 now. Left in this second quarter, Bush with it, defended by Jenkins. Coach Walker meeting Clark Range for the 14th time in his career. He is 3-10 against Coach Rogers during his time. 1 minute left in this quarter. Clark Range still killing time. Pyle drives to the hoop. Tried to pass across to Howard. Ball knocked out of bounds by Bella Ashaw.
See Coach Walker going with a jump double there to try to speed the Lady Buffaloes up, Coach. But that's when you get that back door that you're talking about.
58.3 seconds as Clark Range inbounds. 32-15 the score. We see Zoe Hayes on the floor now for Clay County. She's defending Bush, who has the basketball. Almost creates a turnover. Bush hangs on to it, though. Feeds it to Howard in the corner. Ashlock swats it out of bounds. Clay County going to try this one more time defensively as Clark Range going to inbound. 41.3 seconds on the clock. And the Lady Buffs are just so good at getting down to traps. Kaylee Mundy right then got out of a trap between 3 different Lady Dogs. 30 seconds now left. And Mundy going to go to the hoop. I thought she was going to shoot, but once again she kicks it back outside, continuing to chew clock. And why not? They've got a big lead, 32-15 the score. 15 seconds now left, and an offensive foul call against
Bush,
number 22. Bush.
Great job by the junior Jenkins there, just kind of sitting in the paint. Bush pitched it back out to the corner, Daniel, and her momentum just took her over into Jenkins, who drew the charge.
17.1 seconds left here on this clock. Clay County hoping to come away with some positive points here on the last play of this second quarter. Clock down to 10. Topus walking it across the timeline.
Bucket would be huge right here for momentum anyway.
5 seconds. Ashlock with it. She's all the way to the hoop. Shots up. Oh, no good. Rebounded by Cassie Mundy. She cannot get a shot off. First half ends. Clay County 15. Clark Range 32.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Clark Ridge, Tennessee, where the Lady Buffaloes lead the Lady Dogs 32-15, and Clay County has just hadn't been able to get on the board here tonight, while Clark Ridge has been hot from behind the arc. First half, 3-point shots. They made five of them in the first quarter to go up 21-10, and then they took this 17-point lead here at intermission. For Clark Ridge, Cassie Mundy has 11 first-half points. Lexi Pierce has 3. Kaylee Mundy has 7. Chloe Howard, 9 points. And Mackenzie Pyle has 2. For Clay County, Riley Burchett has 3. Katie Arms, 3. Rachel Copas, 1. And Bella Ashlock, the freshman, is leading the Lady Dogs with 8 first-half points. Again, Clay County trails 32-15. Here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, rough first two quarters for Clay County. Halftime score, Clark Range 32, Lady Dogs 15. Still two quarters to come back in it, but it's going to be extremely hard against this talented and experienced team for Coach Rogers and Clark Range. We'll go ahead now and show some of the all-time leaders from the series against Clark Range. Get some of Coach Sims' comments as we go down through. He had a hand in most all of these that we'll be calling off tonight. Top three scoring leaders against Clark Range. Holly Wright had 27 in 01. Tyra Ashlock had 29 in 98. And Nicole Davis, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, all three of those ladies are. She had 31, Coach, in 97.
Yeah, that's three really good players right there. I don't really remember any of the games particularly, you know, but I just know they were all capable of putting a bunch of points on the board.
I can tell you this. Davis and Ashlock did it in postseason action. So they were postseason games. Three-point leaders against Clark Range. Megan Hamilton back in 2001, a postseason game. She hit 6 3-pointers.
I do remember that game. It was the finals. We were down about 10 or 11 at halftime, and Clark Range was playing really good. I remember I told the girls, I said, if they keep playing like that, we're probably not going to win. But luckily, the second half, Lamar tried to say they was getting mixed up on defense and give her all those looks, but I don't know if they was or not. But, I mean, we ended up going from 10 down to about 20 up. I mean, we ended up beating their butts pretty good that night. You know, that was a real enjoyable win.
I remember that one, too.
Yeah.
Free throw leader against Clark Range, Jan Arms, all the way back in 1991. She hit 11 against the Lady Buffaloes. Rebound leaders, Holly Wright sets the top of the list there. Not the same game that she scored the 27 points, and I don't think. She pulled down 17 rebounds in 2001. Tia Ashlock Arms pulled down 16 herself back in 1993 against Clark Range.
That might have been the game up here that Tia was a senior. We came up here and so we'd finished running the state the year before, and that's the only time we've ever just really handed it to them up here. But we won by 20-something. You know, it was a blowout. You know, that really enjoyable game for us. One of the few up here, but we did get them pretty good that night.
I think you decided during the pregame that 2002 season, last time that we won a game in this year.
Yeah, it was. It may have been before Christmas that year, and I think it was. It's actually 2001. It was the 2001-2002 season. And we only lost two games that year in the regular season. And Clark Range, I think, beat us at our place later in the year. And we lost a close game to Jackson County, and they probably won the state that year in AA. So, you know, that was a really, really good team I had that year.
Assist leader against Clark Range, Rachel Copas. Current player, last year she had 10 assists probably coming in that win in Salina.
Probably was. That was a really good game where we made the comeback and ended up winning by 4, 5, or 6 or something. But
block shot leader against Clark Range, Jan Arms, 1988, your second year as a head coach. The postseason action, she swatted away 6 Lady Buffalo shots.
Well, Jan could really get up. You know, it doesn't surprise me she holds that record because she could block a lot of shots.
And finally, the steal leader against the Lady Buffaloes before we get this second half underway, Ashley Owens. She had 7 takeaways in 2014.
Well, that's a good number for Ash. She, let's see, 14. That had been her senior year. She had a really good senior year, Ashley did.
Time for third quarter action. 16 minutes left to settle it here in Clark Range in this girls' contest. They switch ends of the floor. Hopefully that will bring Clay Kenny some positivity and momentum. Clark Range working in the hoop to our left now. Clay Kenny the hoop to our right. Lady Buffaloes have it to start the quarter. Kaylee Mundy out top. Hands off to Bush. She's working against Jenkins. Bush into the paint. Kicks it back out to Mundy. Coach Rogers getting the attention of his guard and sending in information. Howard knocking down the three-pointer from right corner. Woo!
That's five out things, hard to guard. I mean, they penetrate, and you have to help off the stop, and then they kick it out. Post players out there hitting threes.
We see Ashok firing a three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound by Rachel Kopas. Kopas hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins throws it away. Monday with the steal. She goes coast to coast, misses the shot. Jenkins trying to pull down the rebound. It was knocked out of her hands by Cassie Mundy, but somehow Clark Range ends up with possession.
Well, might have been over the back call on that, but it wasn't.
Monday inbounds to Howard. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Kopas, and a foul call on the floor against Cassie Mundy. Mundy gets her second personal of the contest. 7:06 mark, third quarter. 20-point difference. Clark Range 35, Clay County 15.
Yeah, just got to chip away a little bit here. Clay County just needs something positive, just like you said. Make a big shot. Right there it is from Rachel Kopas.
Kopas knocking down the three at the top of the key. The first triple made by the Lady Dogs tonight. 35-18. Clark Range with the ball. How hard is it to cut into a lead against a team like this?
It's hard. I tell you, they're capable, and like you said, they're experienced. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, these Mundy kids have been starting for 4 years, and Howard's been, you know, starting for four or two, I guess, and those other girls have played a lot the last year or two, so.
Clay Kennedy did end up with possession of the ball there. Kaylee Mundy missed a shot. It was rebounded by Kopas. Kopas came down, dished off to Ashok. Ashok's shot was no good, and the Lady Buffaloes back in possession. Kaylee Mundy with it, slowing it down. Coach Rogers looking in the clipboard, sending in the play. 6-minute mark, third quarter. Maddie Bush with it out top. She's the lone sophomore that starts for the Lady Buffaloes, joining those four seniors. Mundy with the ball. She scores from right hoop. The Clay County faithful who were allowed to make the trip up tonight and get into the gym thought it was a travel, but the whistle did not blow. Mundy credited with two more points. 22 points. Not 22 points. It's 37-18. 19 points the difference. I'm sorry. Katie Arms missing the jumper from right elbow, rebounded by Clark Range. And that's the thing. They have limited Clay County's second chance opportunities tonight and created a ton for themselves.
They have, and playing great defense. Like you said, we talked about it at the break, Daniel. Not a whole lot of outside attempts like Clark Range is getting in that first half for the Lady Dogs, and they didn't make any. Kopas finally getting one to fall a few minutes ago, first one of the night.
Foul called on the floor against Clay County's number two, Bella Ashlock. Coach, as I was watching there, I saw a screen set on the perimeter. Katie Arms going behind that screen, creating space for the Mundy girl to get the shot off. Why not fight in front of that screen?
Well, you've got to. Then if you're going to take that three away, I mean, you can't go behind the screen. You know, some players you might want to, but these Mundy girls, I wouldn't.
They don't need much
No, they don't need much space. I mean, they've hit a couple. Us standing there kind of thinking we was guarding them, and we wasn't. You know, they'd shoot it anyway. That's what I used to tell mine against those good shooters. I don't care if they're 10 foot behind the three-point line. You need to get in their britches with them, you know.
Right.
They're going to shoot it and probably hit it. Jackson County used to have two or three girls like that. I mean, you couldn't leave them open anywhere.
Clay County on the inbound has the pass stolen by Chloe Howard. Rachel Kopas going to steal the Howard pass back, though. And Clay County with numbers, 5-on-3. Can they take advantage? Ashok, right wing, kicks across the Arms. Her three-pointer up, no good, too short. 4:30 mark of this third quarter. It's 39-18 in favor of the Lady Buffs. A 21-point lead now. Perhaps their largest of the night. Howard with it, right wing.
Katie can't get one to fall tonight after shooting the ball so good the last few games.
Howard inside, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Burchett's been quiet tonight, not heard a lot out of Bradley.
Done a whole lot, which may be their defense.
Yeah, having trouble even getting it into her.
Yeah.
Arms with it on the drive, fouled by Howard. Howard's third personal. Katie going to go to the line to shoot two. Probably will see Pyle check back in for Howard.
Yeah. She used to be a starter, but she's been working off the bench this season and probably most of last season.
Well, Maddie Bush, the sophomore joining them, she's a pretty good-sized girl, pretty tall.
Yeah, but she's really not a post player. Of course, I don't know. I guess all of his can play out on the floor, even pile of.
Both of those free throws made by Katie Arms, 39-20, 19 points of difference.
Yeah, he's
in win, lose, or draw, you get the feeling that these two teams definitely going to be meeting again in postseason action.
You hope to meet them in the finals of the district.
Automatically putting them away from each other in the region.
Yeah.
Pierce, three-point attempt, left wing, good.
I guess the only bad thing about that is if they finish one and we finish two, you know, we have to come back here for the district final. You know, that's...
This year, that's true.
That's not a good place to play your district final game, Mrs. Clark Range.
Copas knocking down the three-pointer on Clay County's end. And a kick call by Burchett. Got in the passing lane. Only did it with her foot, though, so Clark Range getting inbound. As Coach Sims just alluded to, all those district tournament and region tournament games are going to be satellite contests taking place at the higher seats location. And on top of that, if attendance is still limited, you can't even, you know, Clay County usually travels so well.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, a good crowd representation, but due to the restrictions of COVID, don't even get that atmosphere.
No, we would, we'd bring enough people to fill this place up, you know, if we could get in probably in a district final, but of course we probably got more here than they do because they told us to sit up here in the top and they're all down at the bottom. And I think there's more up here than there is down there.
Cassie Mundy at the line shooting two. The foul was called against Bradley Burchett. That is Bradley's third personal. Mundy hits the first free throw. Getting ready to shoot the second on the floor for Clay County. Katie Arms, Bradley Burchett. Cherokee Upton sent her first action. Rachel Copas and Zoe Hayes. Copas with it across the timeline. 21 points the difference. 44-23. Boys action coming up after this, of course. Clay County the favor in that one is Howard blocks the shot of Hayes. Howard to the hoop and scores. Chloe Howard just a really good player. Big size difference there between Howard and Hayes.
Yeah.
.235 and ticking, third quarter. Clark Range has extended this lead to 23. Katie Arms with it, into the paint. Offensive foul call. At the last second, the Lady Buffalo defender got her feet set, and I believe it was the right call. First personal of the contest for Katie. Clay County's girls going to be in action again this Friday from Jackson County. And then a week from tonight from Birdstown, the first of three consecutive road trips before they finish off the most of the regular season at home. I heard tell that perhaps a game was added today towards the end of the season against Ray County. I'm not sure if that's official yet or not. Cassie Mundy with it for Clark Range. Kicks to Pierce. Pierce defended by Arms. Gives it off to Kaylee Mundy. Clay County still playing good ball, Thomas. We see the... To no avail as Cassie Mundy adds two more, but Clay County hadn't give up on the contest. They're still fighting.
The effort's there, you know, especially from the two seniors. Rachel Kovas is just doing her best to guard one of the Mundy girls. Same thing with Katie Arms. And it's just like Coach said, they're hard to guard. They spread you out and drive on you and kick, and there's not much you can do about it.
Katie Mundy called for a foul. She is trying to take it away from Zoe Hayes. Hayes doing a good job of hanging on to the basketball. As Mundy picks up her second personal. Coach, how many years has Coach Rogers been at it? About 40?
Let me think.
Katie Arms, three-point attempt, left wing, decided not to shoot. Cherokee Upton does pull the trigger and ends up missing everything. They're going to blow it dead. Say it hit a banner hanging from the ceiling, and I suppose that is a dead ball. Started in the late 70s?
I think it's about 45.
Oh, wow.
I think it started 76 or 77, one of the two. So if it's 76, this will be like 45 years.
Unprecedented. I mean, over 1,000 wins.
Yeah, I mean.
Eight state championships. However, has not won one since 2009. As you mentioned in the pregame, you yourself and the Lady Dogs have won a state title since Coach Rogers of Buffalo's had.
Well, our one compared to his eight, but yeah, he's a great coach. You know, that's about all you can say.
Clark Range on the inbound. Getting late in this third quarter, minute 20 left, 48-23 the score. Lady Buffs with a 25-point lead. Mackenzie Powell, turnaround jumper in the paint, no good. Rebounded by Upton, taken away from her by Monday. Monday hands it back to Powell, and she hands it back to Kaylee Monday. You know, you get a rebound, you get the ball in your hands, you think you've securely got it, and here one of the Monday twins come.
Yeah, they're just so quick, and you know, master thieves, just to be honest with you, Daniel. They come out of nowhere and pick your pocket.
Clay County with a good defense of Kaylee Monday on a driving jumper. Ball was swatted out of bounds. Lady Buffalo's going to inbound. Cassie Mungy with it. She's going to circle out top, and I think we're going to see this same stall out of Clark Range here as we go into this final minute of the third quarter. If they do get an open look, they'll take it. If not, they'll just move the ball around.
That's what you're seeing. We'll see if Coach Walker doesn't jump into the trap here, try to double them up to speed them up.
On the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Haley Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Bradley Burchett, and Rachel Couples. A Lady Buff in for the first time tonight, number one, and I do not have a name on her. She was caught in a trap, though, and a timeout taken by Coach Rogers, his first of the contest. 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Clark Range 48, Clay County 23.
Sides. Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 27 seconds left in this quarter. As Clark Range, inbounds. Trap on the floor. Clay County successfully creating a turnover, and it was number one, that substitute in for Coach Rogers, who drugged the foot and made the mistake. 19.9 seconds left in the third. Clay County with an opportunity here to climb back into the little. Right now they trail by 25, 48-23. Guys, I was not at Joe Sims Gymnasium for that first contest of the year between the two squads. Does this one feel differently than that one did? I mean, is it more competitive?
Really doesn't, Daniel.
Well,
I mean,
no, not a whole lot. I mean, we have been able to hit a few more shots, but, you know, they pretty much manhandled us the whole game, you know.
Very similar. You know, like I say, they made 8 3-pointers. We didn't make any.
Yeah.
Couldn't score the basket whatsoever in the first half. We didn't do much better tonight, just 15 first half points compared to 5 last time around.
You know, but I think both teams will end up scoring more points. But
Jenkins fires a 3, misses everything there. Rebounded by Clark Range. 3 seconds on the clock. Desperation 3-pointer up. No good. Buzzer sounds. At the end of the three quarters, it's Clark Range 48, Clay County 23.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live for the fourth and final quarter, 25 points the difference. During the break, we were talking about some games from years past up here. Coach Sims talking about how just hard it is to come and play in this gym up here at Clark Range. Clay County with 8 more minutes. Maybe they can have some positivity come. As we mentioned, likely the teams will meet again during postseason play. Copas with it, driving baseline, circles back out, now attacks again, kicks it out to Katie Arms. Katie works to Abby Head. We talked about how much Head has played this year, how well she's played. As Jenkins fires a three and hits it. She has saw limited action tonight, speaking about Abby Head. Eliza hitting her first three-pointer of the night, getting her first points of the contest. Pierce coming back, trying to answer on the other end. Her shot no good. Rebound by Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline. Hands off to Head. Head in left corner. She fires a three. It's good. So a six-point swing here for Clay County. And we mentioned some positivity, and we have found it. You probably hear the faithful who've made the trip cheering. And Coach Rogers wants a timeout. 48-29 now.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in Ivy, Clay County on a 6-0 run, Thomas.
Yeah, we talked about getting something positive. Well, there it is, Daniel. Maybe just a little too late. Clay County did get it under 20, though, just down 19,
48-29, 7 minutes left. Clark Range with the ball. Mackenzie Powell driving into the paint. Left-handed layup, no good, and they're going to call a foul. And honestly, Coach, this sounds pretty petty of me, but I think they're going to call the foul because she missed the shot. If she hit it, I don't think they'd have called the foul.
You never know about officials.
Powell at line to shoot two. Foul called against Katie Arms. And I apologize for that comment. It's usually not my way to say that type of thing on air, but I do feel that way about it. Powell hit both of them. 50-29 now. 21 points the lead. For Clark Range. Copas with it out top. Tries to go to Jenkins, and Chloe Howard almost disrupting that thing and stealing it. Clay Kenny did come up with the loose ball. Jenkins with it. Right wing. Cut off by Howard. Kicks back over to Copas. Long three-pointer taken by Rachel. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Howard. I'd like to know Howard's size. She's easily 6 feet, isn't she? Jump off call on the ball.
She's about 6 foot, I'd say.
Of course, Clay County, other than Bella Ashlong, doesn't have much height on the floor, and she's significantly taller than Ashlong.
A couple inches taller than her, at least. Maybe more.
6:30 mark, fourth quarter. Clark Range with the basketball. Possession arrow was in their favor on that jump ball call. 50-29. Heavily anticipated game here coming into this one, and so far it's been the Lady Buffs. Cassie Mundy knocking down another three-pointer. They're masterful at using that screen outside to create space.
That's her fourth on the night, Daniel. She's up to 20.
Hallie Buford with it out top for Clay County. Works it to Head in the corner. Now Jenkins out top. She dribbles to the left. Gives it back to Buford. She fires a three. No good. Shot was partially blocked by Howard. Ball taken back away by Buford, though, to the hoop. Layup no good. Rebounded by Pierce. Pierce clearing it out, giving it back to Cassie Mundy out top. She's across the timeline, working against Abby Head, gets all the way to the hoop, kicks it out to Howard, three-pointer, tip left corner, good. Three three-pointers for Chloe Howard on the night, maybe more.
She made three, she's got 17 points, Daniel.
Buford with it, shot up at left block, good. Nice assist from Copas. 5:20 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clark Range 56, Clay County 31. On the floor for Clay County, sophomore Abby Head, freshman Bella Ashlock, senior Rachel Copas, junior Eliza Jenkins, and freshman Hallie Buford. Mundy with it. Drives baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Copas. 2-on-1. Copas and Ashlock. Copas going to keep it herself. Shots up, good. Clay County scoring some points here in this fourth quarter. Coach Rogers not liking it. He wants a timeout. 4:52 left in the contest. Clark Range 56, Clay County 33.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live. Appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening tonight. We will be back in action covering the girls this coming Friday from Jackson County. This Coach Walker takes on Coach Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils. Right now we've got 4:40 left in this fourth quarter at Clark Range. And Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs have had a commanding lead throughout the contest. 56-33 currently the score, 23 points the advantage for the District 6A favorites. Clark Range, always a strong squad. This is one of the better squads that Coach Rogers had in a few years. All these seniors, just so good.
They are, and Coach Rogers going back with his, almost his starting five. The Monday girls and Howard back in there. And then Coach Walker got a different lineup out there. Hayes and Weaver and Hale are joining Burchett and Arms.
Kaylee Mundy adds another three-pointer. As Thomas just mentioned, on the 4-4 Clay County, Zoe Hayes, Izzy Hale, Lauren Weaver, Brownlee Burchett, and Katie Arms. Shot up by Izzy Hale from right block. No good. Rebounded by Pierce. Pierce is one we don't talk about a lot. She's a great player for the Lady Buffalo.
Yeah, she is. I didn't know who she was there a couple of years ago. She hadn't got to play a whole lot, but I was asking somebody. They said, well, she came up through the Pee-wee and junior high ranks, you know, starting with all these girls. She just didn't get her chance until a little later on.
Weaver with the rebound after Cassie Mundy misses the layup. She hands off to Hayes. Hayes across the timeline. 3:30 left in this one. The free throw range jumper up and good by Zoe Hayes.
Nice shot.
Good junior class for Coach Walker. Cherokee Upton, Eliza Jenkins, Lauren Weaver, Zoe Hayes. I think that's all four of them. I don't know that there's any more. But strong group. Of course, Jenkins has started for a couple of years now. Weaver and Hayes coming in off the bench along with Upton. And pretty strong group. So, Austin Copas leaving next year, but some competent juniors there to lead the way of seniors next season.
They've all got playing time already all 3 years. You know, even as freshmen, they were getting some playing time. Liza was the first player off the bench that year.
She was. She was the sixth girl.
Like Lauren got some playing time. Zoe did some, too.
Clay County back with the basketball. Of course, this season, Weaver has had to miss essentially half of the season, only coming back these last 2 weeks from some injury and health issues. So hopefully she'll get back in the swing of things as more action goes along. Brownlee Burchett fired a three-pointer, no good off the back of the iron. And I'm no coach. I don't know how you do it. And I know it's been Clark Range's disruptive defense, but we've got to have Burchett more involved on the offensive end.
We have. I mean, I think for us to, you know, be at our best, she's got to – she's just not scored as well as she did last year for whatever reason, you know, but she needs to get back getting 12, 15 points at least a game. You know, some games last year, one game she had like 29 or something, didn't she?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She regularly would go over 20. As Thomas mentioned earlier in the year, she's not a secret anymore. Folks are defending her specifically.
I think that head injury kind of set her back, you know, a little there after Christmas. And cause I didn't get to see any games before Christmas, but one or two. But
Chloe Howard adding two more. 10-foot jumper left baseline. Under 2 minutes to play here in this one. 61-35 the score. Cherokee Upton, three-point attempt left wing. In and out. Or not in and out. Out, then back in. It was good. Rolled around the rim, popped up about 2 feet above it, and fell down through the hoop. So nice to see these three-pointers made by Clay County in this fourth quarter. As you mentioned, Thomas, maybe a little too late, but still a positive thing as Maddie Bush drives to the hoop and scores.
Yeah, Daniel, if you take anything away from this one, that's it. You know, made a few shots late. This Clay County team didn't quit. Like you mentioned, in the third quarter, Rachel Cobles, Katie Arms, all of the starters out there just giving it all they can. I guess it's quicker, and honestly, tonight, definitely for sure, more talented Clark Range Lady Buffalo team as Pierce drains another, Daniel.
Hit another three-pointer from left wing. Timeout taken on the floor. Looks like the 32nd variety. We'll go ahead and stay on air with you here. Actually, they're not even going to take the timeout just to change out substitutes here. On the floor for Clay County, senior Hannah Raines, sophomore Kennedy May, freshman Madison Hayes, who has it at right block, shots up and good. Hayes automatically making an impact. Joining them, freshman Kendall Matthews and freshman Emma Walker. You know, action started there, Coach. Maddie Hayes sitting at right block. Realized she's wide open, just put her hand up.
I think they had one run out, one run in while the game was going on. I mean,
5-on-4.
Yeah.
And Hayes coming up with a steal. She's hustling with it, picks it up, going to get to the hoop, and has it knocked away by a Lady Buff substitute, and that was Casey Sales, a sophomore. Coach, you mentioned it earlier, and I know Coach Rogers seems to always reload up here as Maddie Hayes adds two more, but he's losing half his team.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, he's losing a bunch of good players, and you know he doesn't have a lot of experience coming back. You know, I'm kind of hoping between him and Pickett, they lose a bunch too. You know, we could be the pick to win it next year, but
Emma Walker with the rebound off of Lady Buff, missed three-pointer. She's got it right wing, drives to the baseline, circles back out, hands to Kennedy May, who feeds Maddie Hayes inside, shots up, no good. Rebounded by number 55 for Clark Range, a name that I do not have to share.
Clark Range has a way of transfers showing up sometimes, you know, at the most opportune times. So we'll have to see what happens.
14 seconds left. It's Clay County inbounds here. Hayes with it. Gives off to Kendall Matthews. Matthews fires it up. She showed that she can score during her limited time this year.
Nice shot.
1 second on the clock, and the buzzer sounds. District 6A. First place belongs to Clark Range as they beat Clay County tonight, 66-44. The final in this one.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clark Range, Tennessee for the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Coach, not exactly what we wanted to see here tonight. We talked about the Lady Dogs. They needed to rise to the occasion. Well, I think it was the Lady Buffaloes that did that. Right, and they are. You talked about it, just the quickness of the Mondays and then the just knockdown shooting from the entire team. Coach, they ended up with 12, a dozen three-pointers here tonight. Right. Well, off the dribble. A lot of times, like you say, ball screens, not just catch and shoot. They're doing it off the dribble. I think we've had you muted the entire time, Coach. Hit your button one more time. Maybe you're not on. Well, folks, we've been talking to Coach Simpson and not been able to hear him for some reason. We'll go to break here and come back and see if we can. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network here. Do want to go ahead and kind of try that Eco Panels Lady Dog rap just one more quick time. I understand that Coach Sims and Thomas were muted during part of what they did before, so we're going to give the final score and get a final thought from Coach Sims on the game. For Clark Range, 2 points for Megan Sarge, 2 points for Kenzie Powell, 2 points for Maddie Bush, 9 points for Lexi Pierce, 12 for Kaylee Monday, 19 for Chloe Howard, and Cassie Mundy led the Lady Buffaloes with 20. For Clay County, 2 points for Zoe Hayes, 2 for Hallie Buford, 2 for Kendall Matthews, 3 for Eliza Jenkins, 3 for Briley Burchett, 3 for Cherokee Upton, 3 for Abby Head, 4 points for Maddie Hayes. 5 points for Katie Arms. 8 points for Bella Ashlock. All those coming very early in the contest. And Clay County led in scoring tonight by Rachel Copeland with 9 points. Coach, final thoughts?
Well, we just got manhandled. But I can say, you know, they led from start to finish, extended it real quick. Me and Thomas were talking earlier when they couldn't hear us about their ability to shoot threes, and a lot of them coming off screens. It's really hard for a girl to, you know, shoot or hit a three coming off screens like they were, and they hit like 12 for the night. And, you know, we can play a lot better than we did. I mean, KD only scores 5 or whatever, and Briley 3, you know, that's not good for us.
Right.
They got to get some more points than that some way. So, you know, you just go back and regroup, and it's – play them again, you know, try to be ready, try something different. You know, hopefully the next result will be different, you know.
There you are, folks. That was the final say on the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way. With structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update as we get close to this boys' contest getting underway. Get things situated here on the Twin Lakes broadcast table. Here we go. Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. This past Friday night's District 6A boys action. It was Clark Range losing a close one to Jackson County, 52-50. The final in that one in favor of the Blue Devils. Clay County beat Monterey 72-47. Pickett County beat Trousdale County 70-43. And it was Gordonsville beating Red Bullen 73-29. Tonight's action around the Upper Cumberland in District 6. 3-12 Clark Range hosting 15-2 Clay County, a game we're about to call. 13-3 Pickett County has traveled to 7-8 Gordonsville. 0-18 Red Bullen Springs hosts 5-4. That's not right. Trousdale's district record's 5-4. I don't know what their overall record is. I didn't put it down. I'm sorry. The Red Bull and hosting Trousdale. And 7-13 Monterey is hosting 11-8 Jackson County. I look for that to be a pretty good contest. Current District 6A boys standings. First place, Clay County, 9-0 in the district. Second place, Pickett, 7-1. Jackson and Trousdale, both 5-4, tied for third. Monterey, 4-6 in the conference, in fifth. 6th place, Gordonsville, 3-4. 7th place, Clark Range, 2-5 in District 6. And finally, 8th place, Redbourne Springs, 0-10 in the league. This boys' 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Plainest, noches, roaches. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all, just like their agency does. You go first.
All right, Daniel. My policy tonight is I think the dogs need to stay focused here tonight. They've been romping through this district, and it would be easy to overlook the Buffalo team that's only won three games. You just said that there. You know, and Car Cranes have been playing better of late. I think they battled down through the last few games, you know, fought them, and they almost upset Jackson County the last time out, like you said. I don't see it happening, but anything can happen, especially on the road. Can't you, Coach Watson?
Absolutely. You know, the friendly confines of home, there's nothing like that. And this is one of the smaller places we play in. It's a little bit different. I know the wall's a little bit closer to the basket, and it may take a few shots to get adjusted to the distances you're looking at. But it's always a great place to come up here and play. Normally in the past, we'd had folks hanging off the rafters, and they would, everybody be hollering and screaming. We still got some hollering and screaming, just not hardly loud. But, you know, as you said, you know, we against Jackson County the other night, I believe Jackson pulled it out on, what, a last second shot or something.
Close game.
Yep.
And I believe I heard someone say that maybe one of Clark Rangers' players had a whole bucket full of threes that night. So,
and Jackson probably played us our best game, really. Just beat them by nine in Salina. So you can kind of see the parity in this league, Coach.
You know, it of course it's that way really every year. I know some years, you know, we'll have a dominant team, and they'll get down the last couple of weeks, and it'll all even up long toward the end of the season. Because, you know, a lot of our schools, like we are with the football players and things, sometimes they really don't start getting into the swing of the ball game until the last four, five, six ball games, and that can make a big difference.
Well, that is certainly a good point. Clay County, the last 2 years in football, advanced into the second round of the playoffs, so it's been mid-November before those guys that double dip ever see the court. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Now it's time for the Subway Boys starting lineups. First of all, for the Clark Range Buffaloes, their head coach, Shane Monday. He's a longtime assistant up here of Coach Rogers. However, he is in his first season as a head coach, and his first season overall as a head coach at any school. 3-12 record on the season so far, 2-5 in the district. Starting for Clark Range, number 33, Hayden Smith. Number 2, a junior, Josh Durham. Number 13, a junior, Connor Alou. Number 15, a junior, Evan Cantrell. And number 24, a senior, Anthony Connell. Clay County, head coach Rob Edwards, 21st season overall, 463 wins to 191 losses. Clay County is 15-2 on the season, 9-0 in District 6A play. Starting for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunnar Silk. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Time now for action in this District 6A doubleheader between the boys' teams of the night. Clay County in their visiting black jerseys, Clark Range in their home white. Clay County going to shoot at the hoop to our left in the first half of play. Clark Range going to shoot at the hoop to our right during the first half. Grant Strong controls the tip-off, gets it to Gunnar Silk. Silk hands it back to Strong. Strong going to isolate and go to work here early in this one. Jump shot up from right elbow, no good, in and out. Rebounded by Clark Range. I'll have to learn these Clark Range players, and kind of hard to see those gold numbers. Double dribble call on number 2, Josh Durham, and Clay County going to get another opportunity. Thomas, did the girls have gold numbers on theirs? They were the blue, I guess.
They were, Daniel, a little easier to see for sure, especially from high atop these bleachers up here.
I'm trying to do an accurate job of calling off the names of the Buffaloes as the evening goes on. Gunnar Silk with it out top, gives to Keaton Arms at the free throw line. He kicks it out. Eli Smith, three-pointer up, no good. Kept alive and rebounded by Jeff Spivey. Unfortunately, it went out of bounds. And there we see, Coach, those smaller dimensions coming into play already. Spivey just didn't have room to get to it over there.
Yeah.
If you've never been to a game here, the players on the sidelines, their feet are actually out on the playing floor. Very little room for those chairs, you know, when the coach is on the sideline. 7 minute mark, first quarter, 0-0 the score early in this one. Buffaloes with the basketball. They've got it on the top of the key in Durham's hands. He gives off to a teammate who swings it now to the right wing in the hands of Evan Cantrell. Cantrell feeds it inside to number 24, Anthony Cottle. And Cottle scores, breaks the goose egg, 2-0. Quickly, Grant Strong.
Very quickly, it's tied up.
2-2 the score after Strong laid it in. I guess it was Gunner with the full court pass.
I believe it was, yes.
Buffaloes with the basketball. Knotted up at 2, 6.5 minute mark, first quarter. Gunner Silk on the rebound of a Connor LaRue missed jump shot. Silk with it quickly into the front court. You're going to circle back out top, reset thing, swings to Spivey, now Strong in left corner. 10-foot baseline jumper's up, no good. Rebound Eli Smith.
Going to get Eli for a push.
Call. Eli Smith called for the personal foul.
You mentioned Coach Rodney Powell not here in Clark Range anymore, but the his legacy's still living on here with this 2-3 matchup zone. Coach Powell played it a lot of years, and it looks like Clark Range is sticking with it.
First year that Coach Powell has left the Buffaloes. He's over at York Institute. Keaton Arms with the rebound, and a foul going to be called on Hayden Smith, number 33, his first personal in the contest. Coach Edwards, a good friend of Coach Powell's, they actually both became head coaches the same year, back in the fall of 2000, the 2000-2001 school year, and nothing but respect from Coach Edwards towards Coach Powell, and wished him the best of luck as he moved on, and honestly was kind of glad that he didn't have to coach against him anymore. He's a good coach.
That's right, and, you know, like I say, the 2-3 matchup zone is Spivey takes a shot from deep.
Yeah, that referee left off last game. Hopefully that's
going. Spivey hits the three-pointer from right wing. Now a trap in the backcourt. Pressure being applied by Clay County. Grant Strong with the steal. It goes off his hands out of bounds, though.
Just to finish that thought, you know, Coach Edwards always talked about the defense that Coach Powell played up here. It kept them in games, you know, scrappy teams. Maybe you didn't have athletes year in, year out like Clay County might, but they play hard.
Clark Range with the ball. They do it with class. Clark Range boys program, but very much taking on the persona of Coach Powell. Playing very classy as a three-pointer is made by Evan Cantrell. And it's 5-5 here early in this boys' contest. Grant Strong with it right wing. Gives off to Gunner Silk in right corner. Gunner going to dribble back out top. Inside now to Keaton Arms. He kicks to Spivey, who kicks it to Strong. Baseline drive. Shots up good. Good ball movement around the perimeter. Good finish by Strong. Grant Strong averaging 33 points a contest on the season thanks to the stats we have provided to us by assistant coach Andrew Mettis, leading the state among the state leaders in scoring. I don't know if he actually leads the state, but he's right there at the top.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen a statistic yet on who is actually the leading scorer in the state this year.
That's what I was going to say. You know, it's unfortunate that Tennessean doesn't put that out weekly like they used to.
Clay County with the basketball and a two-point lead, 7-5. Spivey with it, top of the key, swings the Silk. How do you play for Strong? Misses the lay-in, goes on a rebound, putback's good.
Got two rebounds out of that.
Sure did.
That's
Louisville.
Not a good way to get them. But
Strong ended up with the points, though. 9-5 early in this one. Clay County in front by 4. Clark Range with it, three-pointer taken and missed by Connor LaRue, and he goes out of bounds. He missed everything.
You know, you were speaking to Coach Powell a minute ago. I can throw a word in there. His dad, Joe, and I, we were classmates over Tennessee Tech. We used to hitchhike home together down to Livingston from Tech every Saturday until he got a car and he wouldn't let me ride with him anymore. So, you know, so many connections here when we go to all these places.
3:50 left in this first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Keaton Arms baseline drive.
Great job. Great job by Keaton.
Spivey with the assist, feeding it inside two Arms, and Arms finishes. 11-5 the score. Clay County up early in this one. Timeout taken by Clark Range. 30 seconds. 3:43 left in the opening quarter. Clay County 11, Clark Range 5.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well.
We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live in Clark Range. 11-5 the score. Clay County with a 6-point lead. Dogs have the basketball. They're going to work the inbound play. Spivey, 3-point attempt, right corner, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong with it, left corner. He drives baseline into the paint. 4-foot jumper, no good. He draws the foul, though. Grant going to go to the line. Let's look at some of these season totals on Strong from the free throw line. 78% free throw shooter. This is his 88th trip to the line this year. He's hit 144 of 183 prior attempts. First one's up and good. The number of free throws that Strong has shot this year is just mind-boggling. Leads the team with 183 attempts coming into tonight's contest as he misses the second one there. The second leader in the free throw attempts is Spivey, who's attempted 30 free throws. Just amazing, the number of fouls drawn by Grant Strong.
Yeah, and a lot of those, you'll look, will be and one attempts. Daniel is Silk gets the steal and takes it to the hoop and draws the foul.
Silk misses the shot, goes to the line to shoot two. 3:20 mark of this first quarter. Eli Smith and John Hamilton at the scorer's table to check in. It's been Jimmy Burchett who's been checked in the last few moments for Smith. Silk misses his first free throw. Gunner, looking at the numbers provided, this is of curiosity to me. He had only attempted 5 free throws on the year. Prior to that attempt, he was 5 for 5, making 5 of 6 as he missed that one.
Yeah, Silk, pretty much a facilitator for this team. We talk about it. He's probably the best defender in this league. There's no doubt about that. And his assist numbers right behind Strong with about 3 or 4 a game.
Silk averaging, as you talk about those assists, trying to find it here, 3.2 that he averages a game. Silk did hit that second free throw. Clay County in front, 13-5. Clark Range with the ball. Jeff Spivey comes up with a steal. Spivey across the timeline. Going to go all the way to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebound John Hamilton. His putback no good. Rebound Strong. His putback good. 2 more points for Grant Strong. Buffaloes with the basketball. Top of the key in the hands of number 24, Anthony Cottle. Cottle works over to a teammate, Hayden Smith. Smith inside to Durham. Durham shot no good. Outlet pass to Strong the other way. Big slab dunk with authority. 2 more points for Grant Strong. And a timeout taken, trying to kill the Clay County momentum for Clark Range. Bulldogs 17, Buffaloes 5. 2:34 left in the first.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back live here, 2:30 left in this opening quarter, 17-5 the score. Clay County with a 12-point lead early. LaRue with it for Clark Range. Works it ahead to Smith. Smith feeds inside to Cottle. Cottle kicks out of Durham, his 3-pointer up and good. Actually, that's number 1, Case Cordell, a sophomore. Strong with it. Pass down low to Armstrong.
Pretty good pass on that one.
Drew the defenders, found Keaton open on the baseline, and fed him for points. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Clark Range with a fast break opportunity. And Cottle just can't hang on, ends up traveling with a basketball. Thomas Allbeck and gold early in this one.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. Grant Strong already 11 points here early in this first quarter, and those last two came with authority. We talked about it in the break. Kind of coddled it in his arm. A little bit of a tomahawk jam there on that one.
Very impressive. Silk missing the three-pointer. Clark Range with the rebound. Durham with it, left wing. Feeds it down inside to Smith. Smith's going to circle back out top for the Buffaloes. Tries to go inside again now. To Cottle. Cottle shots up, no good. Rebound. Bryce Bailey. Bailey with it across the timeline. He goes all the way to the hoop. Has his shot partially blocked. Ends up going out of bounds. The Clark Range is going to take back over. Subs coming in for Clay County. Spivey, Hamilton, and Burchett checking back in. Strong, Smith, and Arms checking out. On the floor for Clay County, it's Bailey, Burchett, Spivey, Silk, and Hamilton. Minute 15 left here in this opening quarter. Clark Range trying to get points and climb back in this one. They trail by 11 early. Very similar to the girls' game, except swapped roles for the schools. 1 minute left. Buffaloes with it. Cordell with it. Right wing. Defended by Bailey. Bryce doing a nice job with him. He has to give off to Durham. Durham now defended by Silk. And I would hate to be Durham right now with Silk on me. And a steal by Silk. He's going to go all the way to the hoop. Shots up and good. And he draws the foul. What a play by Gunner Silk. I just knew.
A great little hesitation move there right after basket.
We saw Durham isolated out in space with the ball. He already looked uncomfortable. And then here came Gunner Silk to take it away from me.
Yeah, we just talked about him probably being the best defender here in the Upper Cumberland. You see why. Fast hands, quick hands, and feet. You get in front of you, and he takes it away.
I think one of the greatest things is that Gunner's not making those off-ball and kind of silly fouls this year.
Right.
If you get the foul, it's usually a pretty good legitimate foul.
He's matured as a player. Very similar. There's another steal by Silk, and he's knocked to the floor. Foul going to be called against Josh Durham. Unintentional. Looked pretty bad, but completely unintentional. Very similar, Coach, to the maturation and career that Heath Kimes had. Heath, that point guard, that great defender in front of him, we used to say he was the best defender in Upper Cumberland. Silk just coming in, doing that same thing. Heath was real fiery, real emotional early in his career, and that aided his game, but it also aided some fouls,
yeah.
And he got to learn to control himself,
right.
And we see Silk doing that too.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's one lined up right behind him, guys. Number three, Jimmy Burchett, probably the heir apparent to Silk and Kimes.
Coach Edwards loves those guys, loves that defense. Clay County with the basketball right now. Bailey with it, swings to Burchett. Now Silk at right wing, 15 seconds on the clock. Back to Jimmy out top. Burchett with it.
Be interesting. Strong not in the game. Who takes the last shot now?
Down to 7 seconds. Jimmy still with it, dribbles to the right, uses a Silk screen, now gives it up to Gunner. Gunner going to drive, gets the shot off top of the key, no good. First quarter's over. Clay County 21, Clark Range 8.
We never did hardly get in sync on that one.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Blood.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network for second quarter action. Just a few series notes to share. These teams did meet back on December 4th in Salina. Clay County won that one 73-61. So 12-point game, Thomas, one that I did not see. We weren't calling none yet then. How did Clark Range do it that night?
Well, they just, Clay County kind of got up big. Coach Edwards was substituting quite a bit, and they started making some threes.
Okay. Clark Range with the basketball here to open up the third quarter. Cottle with it, kicks it out to Smith. He fires a three, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong fast break opportunity to the hoop. Misses the layup. Had a lot of pressure on him, though. Eli Smith with a great rebound. Kicks it out to Silk. Silk into the paint. Feeds it to Strong. Strong going to be fouled on the floor. LaRue called for the foul.
That's a good pass by Gunner.
Yeah.
A good court awareness there.
Other series notes, Clay County has won 15 straight on the boys' side over Clark Range. Last losing to them back in 2014. In the last 20 meetings, Clay County 17-3 in this series. Keaton Arms, 8-foot jumper, no good. A little short off the front of the iron, rebounded by Cottle. Coach Edwards, during his 21-year tenure, has met Clark Range 52 times. He's got a 43-9 record against them. I know about half of those losses coming in the first 2 years he was a coach. So, once again, another series of domination for the Bulldogs during the Edwards tenure.
Yeah, we talked about Monterey last time out. Probably the closest competitor Coach Edwards has seen throughout, and that was total domination, too.
It was like 40-8 or something. They were close games, though. Clark Range back with the ball. Clay County still with the lead, 21-8 the score. 6:44 mark of this second quarter. Buffaloes with it off to our right here. Smith with it out top. Swings it over to Durham at left wing. He's defended by Eli Smith. We were talking about great defenders. Eli Smith, another of those guys there along with Burchett and Silk that we talked so much about there.
Yeah, really the entire squad. You know, we've talked about it. Coach Edwards relies on his defense, and you see it. It doesn't matter the level of competition. They bring it every night.
LaRue with it. Jumper from right box. Good.
Good shot.
It was. 6:10 mark, second quarter. 11-point game here. Clay County 21. Clark Range 10. Strong with it. Left wing. Spins into the paint. 8-foot jumper's up and good. Strong well into double figures already in this one. All-time scoring leader against Clark Range as the Buffaloes are going to be inbounding from beneath their own goal after a foul call. Tyreek Key, the single game leader against Clark Range, he had 40 his junior year. 5:51 mark, second quarter. Buffaloes inbound. They work it into Cottle. Cottle with it at left wing. Kicks it to Durham. Durham dribbles once. Picks it up. Goes back to Cottle. Now cross court all the way into the hands of number 15, Evan Cantrell. And just perimeter ball movement out of the Buffaloes. They cannot penetrate the paint, it doesn't seem. They do fire a three-pointer. It's no good by Smith. Rebound strong. Strong outlet pass to Eli Smith. He's into the paint. Nice dish across the arms. Mitch knocked out of bounds by Cottle.
Pretty good recovery by Clark Raines there. Got down and got in the passing lane.
Grant Strong inbounds to Arms. Arms swings down to Smith. Now Silk. Now Spivey. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound by Arms. Keaton tries to put it back. It's taken away from him, though, by Buffalo. Number 15, Evan Cantrell. Cantrell gives to Cottle. Cottle now to Durham. And, Thomas, you mentioned it. The Clay County defense just suffocating here. Clark Range being forced to try to take outside shots, and they're not hitting them early. Rebound by Spivey. Feeds ahead to Strong. He's to the hoop. Does not score, but draws the foul. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Looking at other leaders, and Strong gets set for two shots. Free throw leaders. Once again, Tyreek Key, he hit 15. Perhaps in that same game his junior year back in 2016 against Clark Range. First one's away by Strong and good. 24-10 the score. Do want to make mention about the, I believe it's junior high boys and 5th and 6th grade girls that are in state tournament action, if I can find that message. Second free throw is away by Strong, also good. 5th and 6th grade Sonic K-8 girls and the junior high boys from Sonic K-8 have both moved on in their little state tournament. They'll be playing Thursday in the championship game. And you guys told me that was the James C. Hale tournament in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, that's right. I think that tournament's been going on for, I know, maybe since back when I was in high school.
And the Salina teams have
had two different names, but it's been down there forever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Salina teams have had good success down there over the last decade.
Hermity Springs
anyway,
as well.
And Hermity Springs,
yeah.
Because
right.
I actually think when my brother Danny was in eighth grade, they went down there and played in it, I believe, with a year or two ago.
Buffaloes with the ball on the inbound. Cottle has it knocked out of his hands by Strong. And the Buffaloes going to inbound from beneath their own goal. 25-10, the score halfway through this second quarter, 4:25 mark. On the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Gunner Silk, Jimmy Burchett, Grant Strong, and Keaton Arms. Burchett disrupted the inbound pass. Buffaloes have a hard time getting it. Finally, they do. Case Cordell with it. Works back across. Into the hands of Durham. Fifth and sixth grade girls going to be playing Pickett County, I've been told, during that contest. And correction on the boys, it's going to be a semifinal game for those junior high boys rather than a championship. That information coming from Coach Rob Edwards' wife, Gina. I appreciate her listening tonight. She'll be happy to know her husband squad up by 15 points, 25-10 here at the 4:05 mark of this second quarter.
We're talking about those defenders. That was their apparent right there, Jimmy Burchett, forcing the five-second call, Daniel.
Clay County to inbound. Clark Range knocked it out of bounds. Halfway through this second quarter now. Silk with it out top. Swings to Burchett, right wing. Burchett picks it up. Comes back to Gunner. Gunner working against Case Cordell. Uses an arm screen. Goes to the left. Kicks back to Burchett. Now Strong right wing. Grant going to drive. Gets to right elbow. Kicks to Burchett. Three-point attempt. Up. No good. Rebounded by John Hamilton, I thought, but it's taken away by Anthony Cottle, the senior for the Buffaloes. Clark Range with it in the left corner. They've had offensive struggles early in this one. Three-pointer taken and hit by Chris Beatty, number zero. And we're back to a 12-point game, 25-13. I think Coach Early in these contests like this, Clay County almost matches the intensity level of the opponent a little bit. You know, we get an early lead, and sometimes maybe go into a lull a little bit. But it's Strong. He's in a lull. He knocks down a three-pointer. Coach Evans about 6 feet behind the arc on right wing. 28-13. Of course, part of that lull I was talking about is aided and abetted by these atmospheres in these gyms due to attendance restrictions. Buffaloes with the ball. Keaton Arms takes it away. Feeds ahead to John Hamilton. Hamilton with it. That left block has it knocked out of his hands by Bradley Housley. New faces in for Coach Edwards. Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton check out along with Grant Strong. And onto the floor, Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, and Bryce Bailey.
And this shot's not falling here in the second quarter too, Daniel. Clay County scored 7 points here in the 6 minutes of the second stanza, all by Grant Strong.
Bulldogs with the inbound pass stolen by the Buffaloes. Case Cordell with it out top. Swings it to Smith. He drives into the paint all the way to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebounds Spivey. Jeff going to bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Kicks it right wing to Bryce Bailey. Bailey now back out top. Swings it to Eli Smith in the left corner. Now back to Gunner out top. Eli, left wing, inside the Bailey at the baseline. Now arms in the paint. Shot was blocked by the senior, Anthony Cottle. Cottle with a bit of a height advantage there on arms and blocked the shot. Buffaloes with it back on offense. Case Cordell, right wing, gives to Smith at left wing. He fires a three, and they're saying it's a three. Thomas, you wanted a two, but it was number 33, Hayden Smith, being granted a three-pointer. It looked like his toe was on the line. I think they give him that, as long as it's not breaking the line. Arms with it inside. He adds two more points.
Good assist.
Bailey feeding him. 14 points the lead for Clay County, 30-16. As Grant Strong checks back in, and Bryce Bailey going to go sit down. So on the floor for head coach Rob Edwards, sophomore Keaton Arms, junior Grant Strong, junior Eli Smith, junior Eli, or not Eli, but Jeff Spivey, and sophomore, I'm all over the place, I'm sorry, and senior Gunner Silk. Buffaloes missed the three-pointer, missed the two-point putback, another putback by Cottle. It's also missed. Eli Smith going to have it go off his fingertips out of bounds, and the Buffaloes with another opportunity.
We talked about it earlier. This Buffalo team's just scrappy, aren't they, Coach? They're going to stay in. They're going to play hard
absolutely.
This entire time.
They, like I said, those three-point shooters are pretty good shooters. You know, it's...
Buffaloes with it on them, man. 1 minute left here in this second quarter. Clay County up 30-16. Smith with it at right wing. Kicks it over to Beatty. Beatty working against Silk. His pass stolen by Strong. Another dunk opportunity, and he throws it down one more time. Another powerful two-handed slam by Grant Strong. And I love seeing those fast break slam dunks. 40 seconds left. A steal made by Smith. His put up is no good. Rebounded by Spivey. Put back. No good. Rebound by Strong. Put back. No good. Spivey again now. He puts it back and it's
gone. One.
On the fourth opportunity for the Bulldogs, Spivey getting the points. He's going to go to the line to shoot that one.
Pinballed around, didn't it?
Spivey from the free throw line on the year has hit 24 of 30. 80% shooter from that mark. Misses the front end of that one. Not the front end. It was only an and-one opportunity. Buffaloes with the rebound. 25 seconds left in this second quarter. Case Cordell with it out top. Defended by Eli Smith. Down to 15 seconds now. They swing it to LaRue in right corner. Spivey there to defend him. 10 seconds. LaRue trying to go baseline. Kicks it back out to Smith. He wants to fire three. Didn't pull the trigger. Hands off to Cordell. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Spivey. Desperation three. No good. First half ends.
Wall ball.
34 for Clay County. 16 for Clark Range. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Clark Raines 34-16 here at halftime. They also jumped out to a 21-8 lead, took by 13 points at the end of the first quarter, and then up that to 18 here at halftime, behind 20 first half points from Clay County's Grant Strong, two of those of the highlight variety, one-handed dunk and the other with two hands. Jeff Spivey also has 5 points. Gunnar Silk has 3. Keaton Arms has 6 for Clay County. For Clark Raines, Connor LaRue has 2. Anthony Connell has 4. Chris Beatty, 3. Case Cordell has 3. Evan Cantrell has 3. And Hayden Smith has 3. Clark Raines has made 4 3-pointers here in this first half to stay within striking distance of Clay County, as the Bulldogs lead 34-16 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from Clark Raines High School, where Clay County is leading the Buffaloes 34-16 at the break. We'll go ahead and share some of the all-time leaders from the Clay County Clark Raines series. This would be from the Rob Edwards era. We already mentioned Tyree Key led the way in scoring. He has the first and third spots held down with 40 and 34 there. Trent Bowles holds the second place with 35 points. That was a game here at Clark Raines back in 2011 that I was in attendance at. And that's where he also earned the leader of the three-point leader against Clark Raines. He hit 8 3-pointers that night in a very good basketball game that took place up here, overtime game, I think. Other three-point leaders against Clark Raines, Dawson Russell hit 6 back in 2017. Landon Woodcock, Taylor Brown, and Scott Brown all have hit 5 against the Buffaloes. Woodcock in 19, Taylor Brown in 14, and Scott Brown in 2009. Free throw leaders against Clark Raines, we mentioned Tyreek Key had hit 15 in 2016. Landon Woodcock and Chase Stevens both have made 11 against the Buffaloes. Woodcock in 2018, Stevens in 2004. Rebound leaders, 3 guys tied at the top with 16 apiece against Clark Raines. Chad Watson in 2002, Wyatt Mabry in 2016, and Tyree Key, he also had 16 rebounds in 2016. Block leaders, Dustin Rich and the late Steve Dersham set atop the list there. Rich had 6 blocks in 2005, and Dersham had 6 blocks in 2009 against Clark Raines. And finally, steals, Three guys tied, Chase Stevens, Eric Stafford, and Tyreek Key all had six takeaways apiece. Against Clark Range, Stevens and Stafford teammates doing it back in 2004, and Key doing it in 2015, his sophomore year. Coach, any fond memories of the Clark Range series from your day?
Well, there's quite a few of them. I know we had some great ball games up here, and I guess one of the saddest memories we ever had was that the year that we had the top four teams in the state here in this district, and we kind of traded out. We won the district. I think maybe then Pickett won the region, and somebody knocked them off, and I think number three and four wound up playing further in the state tournament than the number one and two did. I mean, we've always had those real, real tough games, and I know they've had some tremendous basketball players up here through the years, and I know at a time, you know, the girls weren't dominant like they are now, and the boys had some tremendous teams.
Right.
Mike Buck, who went on to Middle Tennessee, was an excellent player up here.
Third quarter action underway. Gunner Silk setting up an alley-oop for Grant Strong. The Buffaloes were wise to that, though. Intercepted that alley-oop attempt prior to it getting to Strong's hands. Buffaloes with opportunity to score the third quarter's first points. LaRue with it at right wing. They have switched ends of the floor. Buffaloes shooting at the hoop to our left. Clay County the hoop to our right during these third and fourth quarters. Clay County with a commanding 34-16 lead, a difference of 18 points. Durham with it, working against Smith, gets into the paint, shots up and good. 34-18 now. Strong with it, coming across the timeline. He's at right wing. Gives it up to Gunner Seal. Gunner swings it around to Spivey at left wing, now back out top. Now back to Spivey. He pulls the trigger on a three, no good. He hit his first attempt of the nine, has yet to hit one since. Strong fires a three, no good. Rebound
by Keaton Arms. Good putback, Keaton.
Arms up to eight on the night, Daniel. He's played well so far tonight, cleaning things up inside. We talked about it in the Carquest pregame show, how he controls the paint for this team.
Silk with a steal, lost the handle on it, kicked it away from himself. And Smith picks it up for the Buffaloes. He tries to feed LaRue inside.
Good hustle back by Jeff Spivey.
Spivey tipping the ball. It hits LaRue and goes out of bounds. Clay County with the possession.
It's a good hustle by Jeff.
6.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Clay County has doubled up the Buffaloes right now, 36-18. Coach Edwards has not much left the bench tonight. Of course, as we mentioned, he's already on the floor the way he's having to sit, so not a lot of room to roam around.
No, there's not, Daniel. He might be able to stand up and stand beside his chair. He's got about 3 foot maybe left in the coach's box there.
Spivey with it at right wing. Goes cross court to Smith. Eli inside the arms. 8 foot jumper up and good.
Good. Another good shot.
And that's where it keeps us strong there. Anywhere around that paint, up to the elbow, free throw line, back down, just very deadly with his jump shot.
He is, and it's a true stroke, too, Daniel. Like you say, baseline, elbow, center of the paint, and he's a key in this type of defense in that 2-3, working the paint and the baseline, and we've seen him score from both places tonight.
Well, the thing about Keaton Arms is he doesn't get excited.
No.
You never see him, you know, some guys you might see them, they look nervous, maybe they're antsy with the ball. He's just cool and calm and gets it and turns around, makes his shot, and just for a sophomore, extremely mature player. Strong with it. Baseline jump shot up. Good.
Double clutch on that one, Daniel. Saw the defender there. Went up and under and still made the J.
40-18 the score. 5:20 mark of the third quarter. Buffaloes with it. Man drives and misses the shot. Rebound put back. No good. Kept alive, though, by the Buffaloes. And a three-pointer taken by Cantrell. Knocking it down. The junior guard. 40-21, 19-point difference, black and gold in front. Strong with it, right wing, drives inside, foul call on the floor. Foul, I think, was called against number 24, Cottle. I've not kept up with the personal fouls tonight, so I won't start now. Spivey with it, right corner, kicks to Silk. He fires a three, and it's good.
Looked good.
Showing that he can hit it from behind the arc as well. Pressure now being applied by Coach Edwards. Buffaloes beat it, though. Get across the timeline. Durham with it at left wing. Goes cross court to Cantrell. He tries to go baseline. Strong cuts him off. Back over to Durham. Durham defended by Silk. He fights through a screen. Shots up, no good. Rebound Strong. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Durham. And Strong going inbound. Another quiet COVID gym, Thomas.
It is, Daniel. I think everybody's getting first-hand play-by-play from you here in the bleachers.
I think we may have to rename these to mausoleums.
4:15 mark, third quarter. Clay County up by 22, 43-21. And I hope that Clay County able to, you know, there's no question to me about the outcome of this contest. The Spivey fires a three left corner, misses it right off the front of the rim. And a foul going to be called. I just hope that we're able to maintain a strong enough lead so we see a lot of these younger guys during this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you asked about that last game, the score the way it was. That's the way it is. And it's just because these Buffaloes don't quit, Daniel. They just keep scratching and clawing. And all of the players, you know, he doesn't substitute much, doesn't have much to substitute. So, you know, the varsity ends up playing the majority of the game. And it's just hard to pull away from Cartwright.
Case Cordell fires a three, missed the shot. Spivey had the rebound. It was stolen from him, though, and Cottle puts it back. Once again, we see Cartwright refusing to go away. 20 points the difference, and a steal on the inbound. Case Cordell comes up with it. Eli Smith steals it back, though. Hands off to Spivey. Coach Edwards finally coming to his feet, getting a little frustrated here with his squad. Spivey's not Spivey, but Smith to the hoop. Eli
good job, Smith.
Another double-clutch move.
Right, brought her back and put it in.
Full court pressure being applied. Silk with a near steal. Couldn't get it. Smith across the timeline for the Buffaloes. Gives it over to Cordell. Cordell drives. Feeds it down low to Cantrell. His shot's up and good.
Like I say, that's what you see. You get up 15, 20 points, and it's not one of those games you can take a play off, Daniel.
Grant Strong with a very athletic play. Can't hardly describe it, but just a long stride. Kind of hesitated, double clutch. Put the shot up from right block. It was good. Another miss by the Buffaloes. Another rebound by Spivey, who's having a good night on the boards tonight. 2:50 mark of the third quarter. Clay County in front by 22. Make it 25 as Grant Strong knocks down a triple from about 4 feet behind the top of the key. Cordell with it. Four Clark range. Fired up by Cottle. No good. Rebound Strong. Has Spivey out in front, decides to hang on to it for the moment, decided at the last second to try to go to Spivey across the paint, and it was knocked out of bounds. Timeout taken on the floor. 2:29 mark of the third quarter. Clay County in front by 25, 50-25.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County leads by 25. Grant Strong's up to 27 points tonight with that deep triple.
2:28 mark is it's inbounding for the Buffaloes. Cottle with it, goes behind the back, gets to the free throw line, kicks out to LaRue. Now to Smith on the baseline, back out to Cottle. Starts to drive, pulls back, jump shot, no good, rebound Bailey. Bailey quickly ahead to Strong in the paint, lays it in for two more easy ones. Up to 29 on the net. I'll go ahead and tell you one more time that scoring leader, Tyreek Key with 40, so 11 more for Strong to tie him against the Buffaloes. Under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter, 52-25 the score. Clay County with its biggest lead of the night, 27 points. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Burchard, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, John Hamilton, and Bryce Bailey. Smith out top, swings over to Cantrell. His three-pointer no good. Rebound by Strong. Grant going to trot down the floor with it across the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Kicks off to Burgett. Jimmy inside to John Hamilton. John couldn't hang on to the pass. Buffaloes come up with it. Cantrell now with it at right wing. For Clark Range, he goes to the hoop and kicks it out of bounds.
Can't dribble with your feet, can you?
No. Spivey and Silk come back to the scores table to check in. And it looks like Strong and Smith are going to get a breather this last minute and 17 seconds of the third quarter. Ball's worked into Silk. He's in a trap. And the ball, I suppose, was knocked out of bounds by the Buffaloes. We're going to try it again.
Just not a lot of room over, as we said before, is there?
Silk inbounds to Jimmy Burchett. Full head of steam, pass ahead to Hamilton, and it's a good hookup between the cousins there. As Burchett feeds Hamilton for 2 points. LaRue the other way, trying to play quickly, and he throws it out of bounds.
He thought there was a white jersey down there.
It was that wide and black striped one right in the hands of the official who had yet to move.
He made a pretty good catch on it.
Clay County with the basketball.
You see Coach Monday going to the bench here. I'd say Coach Edwards will do the same.
Conceding this one. Minute two left in the third, and it looks like Weston Bird will check in for Clay County. I also see Andrew Smith, the freshman brother of Eli, joining them on the floor. Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, and Jimmy Burchett. Smith with it. Works to Burchett, the right wing. Now back out top to Weston Burble. Back to Burchett. Jimmy drives baseline. Kicks it back to Weston. Burble now going to be called for the double dribble.
Yeah.
49.8 seconds left on this third quarter clock. 54-25 the score. And these guys are going to get some quality time during this fourth quarter because no mercy rule in effect at this point in time. Clark Range with the basketball. And they're going to play some guys I may not have numbers on at the moment. Reagan with it. He loses the handle. Foul call on the floor against John Hamilton. Clark Range is inbound from beneath their own hoop. Action earlier tonight saw Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes with a big win to remain in the lead in District 6 over Matt Walker and the Lady Bulldogs. Just were a little bit outmatched tonight. At least here on the floor at Clark Range. Hopefully, if we beat them again in postseason action, it'll be a different outcome. Hamilton called for another foul. And we're going to see shots being taken at the line. Two of them by Bradley Housley. Actually, number three, Jonah Durham, going to go to the line. Boys will be in action again this coming Friday from Jackson County. Should be a good contest down there. Coach Kevin Thomas and his squad,
could be.
Around a 500 team overall, a little bit better than that, but a good squad. Thomas, you mentioned it earlier, one of the squads that has actually challenged Clay County this year.
Yeah, they play a pretty good game here at home, and, Coach Edwards has talked about it, and I'll be honest with you, I feel the same way he does. I don't like going to Jackson County. I never have, never will, and had a little trouble down there, the Dogs have, historically anyway.
Andrew Smith fires a three, no good, in and out, rebounded by Case Cordell. He's all the way to the hoop at the other end. His layup no good, rebounded by Bailey. Desperation three's up at the buzzer, and it's no good. It's into three, Clay County in front, 54-27.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in Clark Range, Bryce Bailey almost coming up with the steal. Buffaloes are able to maintain possession, though, double up this fourth quarter. Jimmy Burchett now with good defense forces a Buffalo guard to have to hand off to a teammate. I'll have to get my roster up here and try to call off these Clark Range substitutes. I'd finally learned the starters. And now they're done for the night. Xander Reagan with it out top of the key. Works inside to Bradley Housley, and he scores. 54-29, 7:15 mark, fourth quarter. On the floor for Clay County, Weston Burble, John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, and Jimmy Birch. They finished the third for Coach Edwards. Going to get to start off the fourth here. They end up with a turnover. I missed what happened. Travel, was it?
I'm not real sure.
Offensive foul called against Clay County. Car Crane's taking back over.
Yeah.
Shot up and missed by Jonah Durham. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey works ahead to Burchett. Burchett could never hang on to the pass. It went a little wide of the mark, and Car Crane's taking back over. Big opportunity here for some of the younger guys. Now, we've seen a ton of Bailey, Burchett, and Hamilton this year, and they've been great substitutes. Have been a huge part of the success Clay County has getting to what's going to be a 16-2 record. However, right now, a couple turnovers. You know they want to turn things around here.
Right. Playing with a couple of young freshmen, though. You know, you got those three top reserves out there, and then Smith and Birdwell. So that makes a difference, too, Daniel.
Hamilton with a rebound. Works ahead to Burchett. Jimmy to the hoop, and he's fouled hard. Fortunately, landed against the padding here on the wall and appears to be okay as he comes to the line. Burchett, an extremely tough young man. 6:32 mark of the fourth quarter as Jimmy goes to the line. Pull out my season stats here and see if he's had any attempts. 3 of 7 from the line prior to tonight. 43% shooter, but he does hit that first one. 2nd one's away. Also good. 56-29 now. Clark Range back in possession. We've kind of come to expect it in Bulldog country, but 16-2 record, you know, going to be winners of 9 straight after tonight. And that's just something, like I said, we've almost become numb to it a little bit because it happens, it seems like, each and every year.
Right.
But what a great season that the Dogs are putting together under the tutelage of Coach Edwards.
Yeah, and like you say, become the norm. It's the standard, Daniel. Coach Edwards has set that standard here for Clay County, and for the most part, his teams have met it year in and year out. And if they can make a run here this season, I think it's going to be 6 out of 7 years they could get to the state tournament.
I think that's right, yeah. Going back to 2014, that they did not, and a little bit before that. Burchett with it for Clay County. Quickly to the other end, puts on the brakes. Jump shot was blocked by Housley for Clark Range. Birdwell, though, to maintain possession. Weston's pass stolen by Case Cordell. Cordell, a sophomore, has played a good game tonight for Cartwright.
Yeah.
Another steal, though. Andrew Smith with it all the way to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebound Bailey. Bryce having trouble getting back up with it. He's going to be fouled. 5th team foul called against, actually the third. 3rd team foul called against Clark Range here in the second half. Bailey inbound. White Browning has joined the Bulldogs on the floor. And Hamilton has went to the bench. Now we see Austin Anderson coming to the scorer's table to check in. As Burchett has it, 8 feet away, tries to feed Browning. Browning with it, shots up good.
Good shot.
Good pass, good finish. Burchett with the assist, White Browning with the bucket. Buffaloes with it. Housley tried to pass across to Cordell. That pass stolen by Birdwell, who dribbles behind the back. Crossover step to the hoop.
And later in.
What a play. That may be the play of the night.
Grandpa Randall taught him that, I believe.
Other than the two big dunks, my strong, maybe the best individual play I've seen. Weston Birdwell getting 2 points. Buffaloes firing a three from right wing. No good. Rebound Case Cordell. Cordell keeps it alive. Forehead coach Shane Mundy, as we mentioned, a longtime assistant up here, taking the boys for the first time as the head coach this year. Buffaloes with it. Durham out top, feeds it down to Housley on the post. He kicks it back out to Reagan, who fires a three, no good. Rebound, Weston Merville. Merville with it, dribbles out of a trap, across the timeline.
He's looking
for the key, kicks over to Bailey, who pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. His putback no good. Tipped it in.
Followed it in.
Jimmy Burchett seeing some good time. He's settled in and starting to take over here on the offensive end for Clay County. And he's going to get to go out for the night. 4:06 mark of this fourth quarter. New faces on the floor for Clay County. It looks like freshman Austin Anderson. Anderson checking into the contest. Burchett checking out. Clark Range losing the handle on the ball. Clay County going to get another opportunity here on the floor for Coach Edwards. Bryce Bailey Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, Austin Anderson, and Mike Browning. Burble with it all the way to the hoop, uncontested.
And another one.
Weston Burble putting on a show here, Thomas, in the fourth.
Yeah, I watched him in a little bit in that JV game last time out against Monterey, and was actually sitting there with Coach Edwards at the clock keeper's desk, and he talked about his effort and, you know, going to have a bright future here. A lot of these players are. We talked about Browning in the past, and we see Bailey pulling up for the J there.
About a 14-foot jumper from the baseline, and that's a tough shot.
Yes, that was. That's a good shot.
Bailey knocking it down, and, you know, he's a sophomore. He's out there playing with other sophomores and freshmen, and he's kind of dominant when he's out there with those younger guys. So Bryce is a really good player for head coach Edwards. More subs in. Number 14, Xander Hale. Number 5, Braden Allred. Number 21, Colton Anderson. Staying on the floor is Austin Anderson, and joining them as well, number 31, Joseph Verbal. So another night for Coach Edwards to get all Bulldogs and all players on the playing surface. Always a good night when you can do that.
Absolutely. It keeps the guys working hard in practice when they get to put a little time on the big floor. It
sure does. 3 minutes left in regulation here in this one. 66-29 the score, Clay County in front. And even in the opening, from the opening tip, Thomas, never the feeling that this one was in question.
No, we talked about it. You know, the Buffaloes, they always hang around. Clay County took that final push behind the Keaton Arms finishing off a double-figure nine. And, of course, Grant Strong, some big plays from him that kind of put this one out of reach finally there late in the third quarter where these reserves could get some playing time.
I think Strong finishing with 29. Another good night, believe it or not, slightly below his season average of 33.2 points, I believe it is. Joseph Burble to the hoop, shot blocked, goes out of bounds. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own hoop. White Browning checking back in the contest. Austin Anderson checking out. Burble on the inbound. Little jump pass play for Colton Anderson. His shot up, no good. Rebound, Clark Range. Baseline drive by the Buffaloes, and a foul called. I believe that's number zero. Chris Beatty going to the line to shoot two. Clay County going to be 16-2 overall on the season, 9-0 in district play after tonight. Actually, 10-0.
10-0, yeah.
Yeah, 10-0 in the district after tonight.
And I believe they maintained their number two ranking in the state with this week's poll.
Yep.
So
yep, number two team in the state. And as we mentioned before, a well-deserved ranking, but not something that gets in the heads of these guys because that's kind of become the standard too, kind of a common thing to see Clay County in and out of that top ten. White Browning adding two more points for Clay County. 68-30 now, and we should see a running clock now, 38 points the difference here in this fourth quarter. This last minute and 45 should go fairly quickly.
It'll take about a minute and 48 to get it over with, I believe. Even with the clock running, Daniel.
Clark Range trying to penetrate inside. White Browning with a big defensive block, rebounded by Joseph Burble. Burble across the timeline, passes ahead to Anderson. He fires a three-pointer. Good. Austin Anderson knocking down.
Nothing but bottom.
Good-looking shot. On the floor for Clay County, Xander Hale, Colton Anderson, Joseph Burble, White Browning, and Austin Anderson. Buffaloes with it. Minute 10 left.
Coach Edwards rotating every possession. I guess he's got six in this last group here. He's all red and so substituted out, but he's waiting to come back in next dead ball.
Austin Anderson trying to half-court pass ahead to his brother Colton and could not hook up. Ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, you know, I like to see that, and here we see that continued rotation. You know, these parents of these young guys drove iron 15 minutes, some of them farther if they lived over in the further extremities of the county, and nice
Red,
to see them getting in.
Right, Allred checked in for Hale. Hale's ready to come back in next dead ball here. Let's hope we get one.
35 seconds left. from here in Clark Range, Tennessee. Braden Allred almost coming up with a steal. Buffaloes maintain possession, though. A penetrating, slashing drive and score by number four for Clark Range. And perhaps the last possession here for Clay County. Xander Hale with it out top. Swings it over to Anderson, who was mauled by Buffalo. No whistles blow, though. And Elijah Shaver, who forcefully took the basketball, drives down, and they're going to say he was fouled somehow or another. He'll go to the line to shoot, too. I know they don't have football here at Clark Range Thomas, perhaps never have historically, but Shaver make a pretty good football player, I believe. Good size kid. Shaver does hit the first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. 71-34, and that could be the final. 10 seconds left. Clay County does have possession, though. White Browning with it. Left wing. Swings it in Allred. Now back to Browning. He fires a three. No good. And the buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Clay County winners tonight, 71-34 over the Clark Range Buffaloes. Bulldogs go to 16-2 on the regular season, 10-0 in District 6A play. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. The girls fall to 13-6 on the year with their loss tonight, and the boys go to 16-2 after winning tonight by a final score of 71-34. We'll now do the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, Clay County came out and kind of flexed their muscles early, went up 21-8, got it out to an 18-point lead, 34-16 at the half. But the Bulldogs just wouldn't go away there, guys. They would get it out to 20, and they cut it back a little bit under. And then finally, Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms and company put it away there late in that third quarter, just
you know,
like
guys,
we thought they would.
Once again, this is one of those games early on in the ball game. You know, we get up, and it looks kind of easy to us sitting up here. But, you know, the very minute we look at this stuff and start substituting, with those three-point shooters these guys have got, you look through a three or four, five-minute stretch of shooting threes, and this ball game can be tied up in a hurry. So, you know, you're in a kind of a tough spot as a coach. You know, a lot of folks, well, you know, we ought to, you're rubbing up, you're rubbing in, or you're running it up. But, you know, I think it's more respect for who you're playing and knowing who you're playing that, you know, I've got to leave these guys in here until we know we've got it won.
That's true, yeah.
You know, a 20-point ball game can turn in a hurry with three-point shooting, and we saw it get to that at times, but Clay County kind of flexed their muscles down the stretch. Grant Strong brought them home. And what about the highlight dunks here tonight, Coach? I know it's not always about that sometimes, but that gets me excited.
Well, you know, some good dunks out there tonight.
Yeah.
And, of course, as
you've
a coach,
seen a few of those in your day.
Well, one or two of them, but, you know, the spectacular thing of that is, you know, most of them come in the flow of the ball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can remember, golly, guys, with Tracy and Jeff Arms, that, you know, lobs from mid-court that would get dumped.
Right.
And but, you know, it wasn't anything we worked on. We didn't set people up. It was just part of the game and the flow of the game. And that's kind of the way, you know, if Grant gets out there and gets it, he'll make it. And if it's, I think the one he did at home the other night against Traffic was really a backbreaker of the ball game.
Yep.
And it was under pressure. And it wasn't just one of these breakaways that, hey, I can show you what I can do.
Right.
And it all goes back to this Clay County defense to allow Grant Strong and others to score. Nobody for the Buffaloes in double figures, guys. That's pretty impressive. I don't care who you're playing.
Right. That's right. Hey, you know, Clark Range playing in their home gym, you know, and this is their comfort zone. And even in that comfort zone, they still couldn't get it done.
Right. Scoring for Clay County, let's run through that. Austin Anderson had three. Weston Burwell, we talked about him late in this game, ended up with 4 points. White Browning, four in reserve time. Bryce Bailey, two. Jimmy Burchett had 4 points. John Hamilton had two. Gunnar Silk, 6 points tonight. Eli Smith, two. Jeff Spivey had five. Keaton Arms, guys, played a big ball game here tonight.
Yes, he did.
And he does night in, night out. Had 10 points in the double figures tonight. But it's more about what else he does, isn't it, Coach?
Yes, he is. He's a very, very solid basketball player. Seems like the ball kind of comes to him.
That's right.
Some of the defensive rebounds, it's kind of, you know, he makes those. And this year, he's, you know, he's holding on to the ball. He's passing the ball. He's getting it out. He's not forcing anything. When the shot comes to him, if you look, most of the time he's going up, taking a little short jumper, putting it in. Getting back playing defense.
Yeah, he is playing great. It was Grant Strong tonight, guys. Just played 3 quarters, not even all of 3 quarters. 29 points, 2 threes from deep, and we talked about the 2 dunks. Just a great game for Clay County to put this one away and roll on through this district.
Certainly was. That's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. One last quick promo to be played. Come back and announce the TDS top performers and sign off. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Time to announce the TDS top performers on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Start off in girls action. Tough night for the girls tonight. But I saw something, Thomas, from the opening tip that I got really excited about, and that was the play of Bella Ashlock. Coach Walker used her on defense a little differently. Put her on Cassie Mundy, or maybe it was Kaylee, but one of the Mundy twins, a senior on freshman. We're talking about one of the best ball handlers in the Upper Cumberland. And, you know, she probably did beat Bella some, but Bella did a nice job of trying there. Offensively, she had 8 points all in that first quarter, I think. Just a good night for a young lady who is quickly maturing, quickly playing like a whole lot more than a 14, 15-year-old freshman.
Yeah, and she's earned the respect of her coach. That's the thing, to come out in a game like this, and that was the game plan, isolate Bella Ashlock out in the floor on Chloe Howard. Coach Walker knew she had the advantage there, and she did it. Had 6 first-quarter points there to kind of keep Clay County in this one. Couldn't get anything else to fall, but Bella Ashlock off the dribble, off the ball screen high, took it to the rack and finished with 8 points tonight. We all know how that game went, but I think it was a big step for the freshman. We've seen her play well all year long, and then not just scoring, rebounding. I think she's probably the second leading rebounder on the team, real close with Briley Burchett with about 5 per contest, and she's just playing great for a young player that's only played, you know, 15, 16 games in her career.
And Thomas, it's her steals as well. She's averaging 2 a game, but here in recent weeks, she's had even more. She had one tonight from one of those Monday twins. So Bella Ashlock, the TDS top performer on the girls' side. Boys action, Grant Strong. I mean, what else can we say about him that we hadn't said these last 6-7 broadcasts? Just continues to impress. One thing I like tonight, knocked down at least 2 3-pointers, maybe more, showed huge range, one of them coming 6 to 7 feet behind the arc, Thomas. The huge dunks we talked about during the Eco Panels wrap-up. Just another great night to all the Bulldogs, but specifically Grant Strong.
It is, and we saw some other things here tonight that shows how valuable Grant Strong is, you know, and I'm not putting anybody else down or anything like that, but Coach Evers gave him a few breathers. We saw one right at the end of the quarter there, and honestly, this team's just not the same without him on the floor, Daniel. But, you know, he's the heart and soul of the team. Everybody looks for him. He makes it all go. So, you know, they're a little out of sync without Grant Strong on the floor, for sure, which is pretty obvious how great of a player he is and what he means to this team. But, again, you got to go back to those highlight dunks. We've seen him progress with that confidence with the dunks. You know, early on it was just kind of laying it in, you know, maybe with 2 hands. And now it's throwing it down, Daniel, and giving that kind of oomph to it. And that's going to – I know it's a highlight play, but that could be huge in a big contest, postseason contest or whatever, for momentum. Grant Strong's coming into his own with his confidence level. Yeah, he could always hit the corner jumper and the 3-pointer and that kind of thing, but he knows nobody can stop him when he goes to the 10.
I agree 100%. Impressive to see night in and night out. Tonight's TDS top performers were Bella Ashlock and Grant Strong. And they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. For Thomas Watson, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. We'll be back live again from Jackson County High School this Friday night to call that District 6A doubleheader. We'll see you then.